And we are back. Couch Comedy Podcast. I'm John. With me as always, Tyler.
I stopped fading. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hello.
And.
Halo.
Halo here.
Okay. We're going to count you for intro. All of that. Yep.
I have to do a new intro every time for the rest of the year, John.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's,
special
that's
guest, John. Sweet.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sorry, sweet. John's here.
That's pretty sweet.
Welcome, John.
I like your new intro mantra method.
It's not good.
He has to say a different intro for the rest of the year. I win a cheeseburger.
Hey, it's a pretty good bet. You could do that.
I almost just lost.
Well,
yeah, I said hey,
yeah, almost. Yeah,
and then I had to do low.
You're lucky.
Halo.
So Halo's gone, and now that's the safety. He's like, what
thing.
Do you do?
Here's the thing. You know, beginning of the year right now. You know, first quarter ish.
Yeah,
depending who you ask. By the third quarter. He's going to forget that you said Halo.
No, I don't think so. 100%. When a cheeseburger's on the line, man,
100% he'll forget.
I would like to make a quick shout out here that I have wiped my debt from Mike for cheeseburgers because of the Detroit Lions.
Hey, congratulations.
You remember we made that bet with him?
Absolutely.
They made the playoffs and they won over like 7 games.
Yeah, they won 12 games or 10 games, I think.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wiped clean.
They won the division. So, yeah.
So I am now. People ask me, like, you know, what's your second favorite team? And I always, like, my philosophy is you don't have a second favorite team. You have your favorite. The Detroit Lions are now my second favorite team.
Doesn't it feel a little bit dirty for you, though, because you're a Giants fan? So you can't really like it.
It feels like a tinge dirty, right, but the Lions are so bad.
They were so bad. They're
right.
Not, they're
that
not.
You're like, okay. Yeah. Like,
well, sure. So the typical thing that I tend to go by is an AFC, NFC team. So, like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, you know, you can't, you know, I can't love, like, the Texans, for example, because, like.
Yeah,
I got up with the Texans.
But CJ Stroud's pretty cool, man. He's the dude.
He's a little bit too much of that. Like, he's hammering that drum for his dad who's in prison.
What? Everyone's got something.
I'd have to look it up again, but his
wrongly
dad
accused.
He seems
the evidence
to think so.
Was compelling.
The evidence was pretty compelling. The guy was proven guilty in a court of law, so.
Which is how that happens here.
I forget exactly what he did, but it wasn't great. It's not murder, but I want to say
it was. No, it wasn't. Was I it don't like think. But it was violent. It was
burglary.
Violent.
It was burglary and violence. Like that. It wasn't great.
It was maybe battery.
Yeah. Maybe bad. Yeah. It wasn't like he was like, oh, I stole a PlayStation.
Nah. No.
Yeah.
He hit someone.
But repeatedly. Yikes.
But every time you'd watch a Texans game and they'd interview him after the game, his son. He'd talk about his dad and like how his dad's like in prison for the wrong reasons. And I'm like, bro, he's there for the right reasons.
That.
Like,
wow, that's crazy. I did
More than once.
Did you see this though? Like he had a crazy game and they interviewed him. It was like Monday night. And he was like, he always like says something like, oh, I just want to thank God, you know, like all the athletes.
Like everyone does,
yeah.
Everyone does
they it. Cut it out in like the highlights
that.
Or something.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
So
what? Like they spliced it or they just like, oh,
they spliced it just right to his like answer after that. Like, oh, we played really well. They cut out the whole God thing.
Ew.
On like NBC. Isn't that crazy? That is kinda, I forget what network it was, but I was like, that's kind of what.
Like, can you imagine if they did that for like like a social.
Like the classic thing? Like Oscar speech that's like about global warming or something?
Global warming like, right. it's a. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the same thing, like, right?
That's behind. Wild.
Yeah. Everyone, like,
and they just cut
on.
That out?
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
It's the fact that they have the ability to, or they have the ability to censor that stuff. And like people wouldn't. Maybe know if they didn't know that was even in there and stuff like that stuff's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it just makes you think because pre-internet we wouldn't have known.
Right.
The only reason we knew now is because like there was videos of like it happening live. Like, well, this is not what this dude said.
Like screenshots are the best.
Oh my god!
Screenshots and like downloading videos before they get removed.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
There was. I have no idea how true this is, but. OJ died two days ago.
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You didn't know that?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was died. Preoccupied, but
fair
no.
Enough. He died on the 10th, apparently. They posted about it yesterday. And
how'd he die?
He had cancer, apparently.
Yeah, prostate.
Wow.
Is that what it was? I didn't know
what it was. Yeah, prostate cancer. I think I heard that's the worst one.
It is. It's incurable.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
much.
It's nasty.
I'm sure it's not great.
Yeah.
But I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure it's like a death sentence unless you catch it super early.
Right, I heard that too.
Prostate or pancreatic? Maybe it's
prostate.
Pancreatic is like
that's bad too.
Pancreatic's the bad one.
That's the Steve Jobs was.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm confusing.
But prostate's
it
also
too.
Bad too.
Is
I
it?
Think.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
I want to stipulate none of them are good.
Yeah,
but we're not doctors. Go see a doctor.
Yeah, right. Go see a doctor. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, but
I was under the impression that as long as you masturbate enough, you're good on the prostate cancer.
Is that true?
I don't know. Wait, theoretically, that helps.
Is that why?
It's moving stuff around. That makes sense.
I guess. I don't know.
They do say masturbation is very healthy.
Sure.
100%.
Yeah, I believe that.
They say
it
that.
It keeps my hands really warm when you cover them with hair and whatnot.
What?
I have to shave my palms like daily.
Are you serious?
No. No, I'm not serious.
I didn't know, dude. Oh, I'm learning a lot today.
He's shaving right now, fair. For those of you who can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's got a razor in his hand.
Yep.
Yeah,
just
so,
a razor.
I did see, speaking about the OJ thing, it was really funny. So there's like one half of one side of the internet's like, yeah, you get to catch things when, you know, they start lying about stuff. It's like you have screenshots, but the other side of it is like there's like this fake tweet by OJ. And it was like, yeah, I did that shit.
So that's what I was going to bring up, was that tweet. And I was like, oh, that's why I was like, I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw someone put this screenshot out of where OJ recently joined Twitter before he died a couple years ago. Right. And he was like all over it. And like someone, that was the caption. They were like, hey, he put this out before he died. His family deleted it though.
Like, yeah. I was like, there's no way this is true. But like, if you were just like a normal guy.
Maybe, yeah.
Right. Or like a naive person, it looked legitimate. It was pretty OJ, whatever.
Looked really real.
There's a screenshot. You know what I mean? You can Photoshop anything. Sure. Yeah.
Looked really, really real.
Oh, man. So,
I wish I had that kind of patience.
It's horrible, but it's kind of funny.
Like, I know that I could do Photoshop if I had the patience for that kind of detail. Because I know the program, like, it's not hard. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not like diminishing anyone that designs.
Sure. Right? No. Point. Say what you want to say. It's okay.
I'm just saying, being a computer person, I could probably figure out Photoshop pretty with a couple lessons, and then I know that I could manipulate a picture really well like that, and be like, yeah, I could get some shit.
You ruined someone's day.
I can make Adam Schefter think that someone shot and killed some NFL player. Yeah, I could do that.
Oof. Like, there was another comment. This is very distasteful again, so buckle up. It's kind of funny. Okay. It's like, OJ can rest easy now knowing his wife's murderer is dead.
Oh my god.
So bad.
That is.
But it's so kind of clever though,
it's
right?
So good.
It's funny.
So good. Oh. There's some videos out there about the people in Buffalo, because I guess this looked like an older video. I guess when all this came out, He played for the Buffalo Bills. He started his career there.
Yeah,
so the people in Buffalo loved him, rightfully so. He's a very good running back. And these two guys outside of a bar were like, he didn't do it. He didn't. Like, oh, just screaming God. At the it looks pretty good. Like, it looks like he did it. No, he didn't do it. He's innocent. It's just
that sounds like a classic Buffalo fan.
Two older white guys just screaming at the person.
Yeah. Man,
I found it just so funny, the headlines where they're like trying to do these mental gymnastics of like beloved running back acquitted of murder dies at like 70 years old. They're trying to
I
don't know how they feel about him.
I like how you had to say he was a good running back. I think context clues is like, oh, you're on trial for murder and you get out of it. Like, obviously you're probably a good running back.
Right.
Like, shocker.
Right. Right. Well, that's just like, I don't know. I mean, they have so many like documentaries about that, because that's like the weirdest trial ever. One of.
The
glove thing. Yeah.
Someone said that the gloves didn't fit because he stopped taking medicine, but like on purpose.
I saw the video. Genius.
Like, if that's the case.
So if you watch the video when he's in court, he has another glove on.
Underneath
to like, so it doesn't, I don't know, damage it or something.
Yeah
you put two gloves on, it's not going to fucking fit. Like, am I crazy here? Like,
no, you're not crazy.
That was the dumbest thing I ever saw.
In a world where, like, when that was happening, you have, like, CSI or SVU or something. You know, like, I'm sure that existed, right? Because that's been around for...
Law and Order.
The original Law and Order existed.
Like, it's hard for me to believe that that's like what it comes down to, where it's like, the glove didn't fit, so I guess that's it. Yeah, it's
like, must acquit.
Like, what?
Is that where the saying, the shoe fits, if the shoe fits?
If the shoe fits.
No.
It's not the same
thing. That predates...
That was from Cinderella.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
That makes sense.
Makes more sense than OJ.
That was pretty good. You just pulled that out of your ass, dude.
It's like the hair on his hand thing all over again.
Wow, I believed him for a second. I don't know why.
I
need to have a straight face more.
Yeah, you should.
You know this. You can get me to do anything.
That's fair. Yeah.
Were you there for the suit thing?
100%.
Yeah, you were there.
The
best,
one of the best days ever, dude.
Yeah, I told this a million times. But for anyone who's new, Tyler convinced me that you're supposed to wear your suit to
do a suit fitting.
Like if you owned one before.
Fucking yeah, it makes it easier for
him. I hate everything.
It was like, what was it? It was the middle of summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was hot outside and everyone else was wearing shorts.
Yep.
Except for Tyler.
I don't think it was that bad.
It wasn't hot out, but everyone else was dressed super casual because we were going to the
It was
afterwards.
Inconvenient to wear a suit, I'll tell you that, no matter what the temperature great. Was.
And then we went out to lunch after. You were the best looking one there.
Yeah, well, jokes on you guys. They did say, this makes it very easy.
They just look at your tag.
They looked at the inside of my jacket and they said, done. And I said, fuck you, like you how Tyler. This fits?
All right, great.
And they pulled your pants down and looked at the back of your pants.
Made you cough. Yeah, it was a whole thing. Yeah. Oh man,
do you have to do that? Do you have to like?
Yeah.
I've never had to like turn and cough.
Not for a suit fitting.
No, but that's like old school.
The doctor,
old school,
for like a hernia.
What is? Oh, Friends. Remember Friends?
Sure.
They're that episode.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Is that what you're referencing? Or
so? Well, there are two things. Well, I wasn't, but there are two things that like I don't understand that. Right?
The
so
coughing?
It's like, A, why do you have to turn? Probably just for sanitary reasons, so you're not coughing in their face.
100% sanitary. Well, they are below you, so.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, what do you do? Anyway, but they're touching you, and they're like, okay, cough. It's like, what is that? What does that
There's
do?
Like a reflex.
It refluxes in your balls.
Yeah, but
balls,
like when I cough, it reflexes regardless. Unless I have a hernia for all these years.
Wait,
I don't
what?
Know.
What are you talking about?
I feel like if you're coughing, your body
to, right?
is like.
I don't think they're checking for a hernia.
I thought it was for hernias.
I think they're checking for abnormalities, but hernias are very, very painful.
Yeah.
You would know if you have a hernia.
I think it might expose it more when you cough, so they could feel.
Well, I'm definitely exposed.
Yeah, they're grabbing your testicles, but I'm saying, like, you know.
I haven't.
Again,
been to the doctor since I've been like 16. So that was the last time. Yeah,
you got to go to the doctor.
I know. I know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of all the like. They're gonna tell me, look, man.
They're gonna say, hey, man, you need a couple shots. Here you go. Sit down.
I guess I got a COVID shot.
I mean, like tetanus.
But that was it.
I got that at a pharmacy.
Yeah, I got that at a pharmacy. Yeah.
I meant like boosters for like tetanus and other.
I got one.
Like, so you don't get polio, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's a good one to get.
I don't think polio. You can't get polio at this age, can you?
Isn't it coming back? Because people were fucking stupid.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
It was starting
yeah, it
to.
Was.
It's sort of been nipped in the butt, I think. But
yeah, Penny's all vaxxed up.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
She had,
that's a great segue, but.
She had her vax, just a one or two.
Oh,
at the
yeah.
Hospital,
we didn't
right?
say anything.
We didn't
but,
say that.
Hey,
so I was like,
hey, we had a child.
Yes, Tyler is now a father.
Yeah, 3 weeks early.
And John's a father, too.
John's a father. Also,
well. From earlier. Did we say that on the cast?
We did.
I think so.
That was the water you out. Episode, I think, right?
We hadn't had him yet. We literally went the next day to the hospital.
Yeah, but the way we framed it was like,
he couldn't be a dad
on Monday.
Yeah, right, yeah. I was.
We did say that.
I was a dad that Monday.
Congratulations, yeah. John.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Also born on a Monday.
And congratulations, me. Maybe we'll see in about 36 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tyler texted me.
36 hours.
And he was like,
months.
Hey, John's going to be on the episode tomorrow. So apologies in advance for all the father talk. And I was like, it's all right, man. I got 24 hours to do something about that.
Yeah.
Now we play the winning
game. Play the winning game, yeah. Usually that's a couple weeks, but yeah.
Is it fun. Actually?
Yeah.
I have no concept of anything important.
It's enough. It's long enough to, unless you're like specifically trying and doing all that stuff, it's enough to like forget.
Okay.
So it's like
right.
Like,
okay, that's a good point. For, that's a good time reference.
Yeah.
You ask me about like how many frames a move is for Nina, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You ask me about anything important.
No idea. It's a couple. Yeah. It's a little bit.
Yeah. It's not 36 hours.
I thought that seemed reasonable. That's
36 hours.
36 hours.
No, you have 36 hours to like take Plan
to take
B.
Care of it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I.
Yeah.
As,
to do something
I've,
different.
I've seen that happen a lot.
Sure.
Well. Okay. Usually it's we won't do the birds and the bees here, but yeah.
We already opened that can of worms. You guys are dads. That's what comes with this.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
I'll send him to boarding school before. No, I'm kidding.
So Penny
oh my
is
God.
Penny's no, a week old. How old's Bennett?
He will be 6 weeks on Monday.
6 weeks.
So. Okay, so it's amazing because they both brought their kids here today.
Mine lives here, just to be clear. Like, continue.
Well, you brought
her
here.
She lives here, in fact. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My statement stands. the amount of weeks, the difference is crazy.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Like how fast they grow at that age. That's
He's
insane.
12 pounds?
He's almost, he probably is 12 pounds now. He was 11 and a half 2 days ago.
That's Bennett's going to be a pro athlete. 100%, dude.
At this point, he's going to play offensive line, bro. He's going to play maybe defensive line.
He's
going to
play offensive line, or I think he might be like a first baseman, like a Prince first Fielder baseman, type.
Yeah.
Just dingers and
just
with one hand.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. And the bless the nurse practitioner's heart, she goes, wow, that's amazing. She goes, we don't care what, like, we're happy that he's gaining weight. I'm like, are you sure he's not gaining too much? And she's like, no amount is too much. And I was like, I think
that's debatable. Yeah.
I was like, you might be mistaken.
I'm not saying he's too much.
I'm not a doctor, but you might be mistaken.
But if the kid was like 25 pounds,
that's a huge issue, I would think.
That's a huge issue. Right?
Unless his heart's like a freaking,
they say that like different. Things that are bigger live less, right? Like,
typically.
Like smaller dogs live a lot longer than bigger dogs.
Yeah.
Because it's just like less.
Correct.
Tax on their heart and stuff, I guess, and organs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, small dogs' hearts already beat faster than big dogs.
Right.
Naturally.
Right. But there has to be something about.
It's the bones, I think.
It's the bones. Yeah. Big dogs like always have like back hip problems and stuff.
Hips and bones. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, my dog has congestive heart failure now. So
I was like, that's not a
I didn't know that, dude. Topic. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible, dude.
So I can tell you with complete certainty that little dogs' hearts give out faster than
big dogs. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Their heart beats almost three times as fast.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So I think.
How old's your dog?
She's 9.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you're right. She's supposed to live to like 15.
So. Right.
At least, like, bare, like usually minimum 14, 15.
Yeah, my dog was like, I had a beagle. She was like, maybe like 11.
Okay, yeah, right.
She's like medium sized dog. But perfect, she was like, we rescued her and she was like super messed up like beforehand. So you're like, you never know like what happened to them
before
you get them. You know what I mean? So it's like,
right.
Well, it was nice because like, she had a tough life, obviously, but then it's like, okay, like at least the latter half of her life was like really nice. Like we were good to her. So
yeah, that's awesome.
She was the best dog, dude. She was like zero maintenance, zero.
That's incredible.
She didn't do anything.
That's lucky.
She just wanted to get fed and like
go
outside sometimes. That's it.
If it's not too much of an inconvenience.
Yeah, like no, that's exactly like the guy to talk to us.
Could you open that door? I can't seem to do it without my thumbs.
Well, the problem is I don't think I could go back to like a dog that like needs walked all the time. Yeah. And, you know?
But Lindsay and I have already decided there will be no more dogs.
After, really?
Yeah.
After
they're both gone.
Yeah.
And she's allergic to cats. I like dogs more than cats.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's fair.
I'm the same way.
But cats are... obviously, all cats are different, but cats are like super independent.
Right. I
could walk away for 20, yep. like 12 hours and be like, oh, the cat's fine.
Like Superman stayed away. I mean, he sniffed Penny a little bit just because it's like curious, like what's going on? Who's screeching at 3 a.m? Morgana just goes into our cabinets. Like she'll come out and eat and then she's like, I'm done with this. And then like she stands up on her hind legs. Opens up the cabinets, crawls in, and just falls asleep on a dish.
That's amazing.
She's like scared.
She hasn't. I don't think she's scared because she crawled up and slept with Penny.
Hmm.
Like Penny was getting fed, and then Morgana just kind of like nuzzled her way in. So then Chelsea was like holding. I have a picture somewhere, but just kind of holding both of them. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's both the girls, Bella and Joni, like to lay with Lindsay or me as we're feeding Bennett or like holding Bennett. He like. They were huge lap dogs before. They still are.
Bennett is heavier than
your both
dogs,
them right? combined.
Your dogs, yeah. Wow, that's wild.
Not yet, but yes, individually, he is heavier than both of them.
That's wild.
Yeah, he's been heavy. He was born heavier than Joni.
Yeah, he has 5 pounds on Penny. That's the crazy thing is like Penny was 3 weeks early, and she was 7 pounds 10 ounces, which is like incredible. A normal ass baby.
Yeah, right.
My mom was telling me, like, when you have your first kid, they're never early.
Yeah,
yeah, they're so not, like, usually, unless
so that's
not.
Rare. Then,
well, the thing was, like, we went out for Michael, and I'm hammered.
His birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our friend Michael's birthday.
His 30th. And it's just like...
The guy who I owe zero cheeseburgers to.
Zero cheeseburgers, yeah.
The Detroit Lions.
But it was one of those, like, I had 2.5 liters of my favorite beer.
You were feeling good.
Well, normally I just go two and I'm good.
You were there too?
Yeah.
It was like, let's do another half one. Because people were starting to judge me a little bit because I feel like I was a little too loud. And then we went to the casino.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with these stories, dude. John gets very offended.
I'm not offended.
I was at home with my son.
Dude, I went to the Meadows once without you, and you bring it up for a year.
Yeah, but you were... John was invited.
I was invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference. I declined because of my child. Okay,
not to rehash this, but I swear to God, I said, dude, what are you doing tomorrow? And you're like, I'm in Baltimore or whatever.
Nah, I don't remember it. I don't know that. That's not.
We just did all three Texas Hold'em the whole time.
That's true. We were on the game.
I won $90.
You won what?
$90.
Damn, nice job, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Was that a Friday? It was a Friday, right?
Yes.
How'd you get a whole table?
It was. We had to wait over a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Because that was like after the Pirates game. It was mobbed.
Yeah, I bet.
And they won. Minimums were higher. I hate that.
It wasn't a Friday. It was a Saturday. Because we did the podcast and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was still after the baseball game.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was fine.
Because I went the day before. After the baseball game. Right. I did the same exact thing.
House money, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, initially, like, I think Mike was inviting people, like, through different group chats.
He was.
So I wasn't, like, multiple
times. I wasn't in, like, any of those. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm not going. So I went the day before. And then he texted me the day of. He's like, hey, you want to go? I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you text me. You're like, did you text Mike? I'm like, I swear to God, I didn't. Because
I wonder. So you don't respond notoriously to any group chats ever. So I wonder.
Hate group chats.
I wonder if that's why he didn't include you on the group chat.
Yeah, might be. But I don't know. But when it's we were like doing the plans, stuff.
I think because he, it was like, oh, I forgot a person on this one, and there's another one.
We have a thousand group chats.
Yeah,
that's the problem. That's
true. It's always like missing one person here and there and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. We need to like.
That's cool. You guys went to the casino. How'd you do?
I was like up 70.
And then you threw it away.
No, we all won. We all won.
Oh wow!
As soon as like I was up, I looked at Mike. I was like, all right, let's get out of here.
The only reason I'm up is because Chelsea was like, hey.
Can we go?
We're done. But I was coming back to the table because I got a Yingling or whatever. And she was like, hey, that's going to be your last one. And I'm like, all right, like, whatever. That's cool. She drives us home.
She's probably having contractions
she was having contractions all day. They were light and they were discomforting and different things like that. And then maybe like halfway through or something, she was a sweetheart. She like drove us to the, because she was like, oh, that's your favorite beer, like I'll be your DD. So she dropped me off and it was me and
Nate.
Well, Nate drove, yeah, and then Nate drove me to the casino. Yeah. But yeah, and then she drove up to the casino and then she was like, yeah, these hurt. And we actually got back home and she called the on-call nurse or whatever. She's like, hey, here's what's happening and everything. They're like, well, monitor it and see, and then come in if it still hurts and stuff. I'm passed out on the couch like a just belligerent idiot. And we went to bed, and then like 7 a.m she was like, hey, we're going to the hospital. And unlike the on top of it Harbins, who were amazing parents, we were like, what goes in a hospital bag? I don't know. We're just like throwing everything in, doing stuff. No. Don't have a car seat, like all of that.
Oh no!
And we go there.
Well, in your defense, she was 3 weeks early.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's fair.
You had that stuff ready to go at least a month in advance, if not more. Right, 3 months in advance. Like it was. You were talking about that stuff when
a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler was so self-conscious because he was like, dude, I just talked to John. He's like doing all this stuff.
Dude. Yeah, well, yeah. Like, oh, I know CPR now. I know all that. It's just like,
if it makes you feel any better, I would be way worse than you.
I felt bad that I didn't include you on those classes that we were doing, but
that would have been fine.
I just assumed that you were doing them, so I didn't want to bother. You were also like, at that point, you would have been
five weeks
behind us. I was like, well, they're not ready for this yet. I don't know.
It's better than it's not probably doing different, it at all. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably different.
Right. I was like,
information.
I want to.
But I mean, we got through it. And I'm not trying just to, like, I truly can't imagine being a woman and doing want you there.
No.
And you hear that until you're like the one like holding someone's leg and telling them like counting down and stuff. Yeah. Which I was not. I was like, put me in the back row, like behind the curtain, and I'll just cheer. And then they were like, no, you're like, holding this here like, and stuff. And at some point, it's just like you kind of like, but she was going for, I mean, labor was like 24 hours. And then, she was pushing for four.
Wow. That's crazy.
It was insane.
I feel terrible for having to push for four.
Well, yeah, because in the back of my mind, because it was like Chelsea was like, you have to, not to be TMI, sorry, John, but like you have to wait until she's like dilated 10 centimeters and stuff and things like that. So there's like a little chart and it's like, okay, one, two, three, whatever. We wait 4 hours and I'm like, oh, I bet it's 8 centimeters. And it's like, it goes up like one centimeter every four hours. Yeah. So it's like, oh my goodness. Yeah. After six, you're in like quote unquote active labor.
Yep.
So they got her to that.
Plus you also got to wait for the baby to drop.
Yeah, well, they upped her.
Into the pelvis.
And they're hitting her with IVs medicines and like they're like puncturing her like spine to do like epidurals and stuff.
Yeah. Well, my mom said because she did an epidural really early, in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was like talking to my mom about this. I was like, Tyler's having a kid. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that slows things down pretty significantly.
The epidural. Yeah. And then they had to.
So that might be why the.
Well, it's because it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But
my mom was telling me like she did all three of us natural. I'm like, you're a psycho.
That's insane.
You're a psycho. Well,
I don't. So again, TMI, but you can't do. I don't know. If this is actually super accurate, but you can't do more than a couple C sections. You just your body can't do it.
So the kid we found out was coming face up, which automatically means like for 97% of the pregnancies apparently or whatever they were saying is like. You need a C-section.
Head up, yeah.
Yeah.
Face up, head up, yeah.
Sunny side up, whatever the thing is.
So you feet first?
Well, you want to be head down.
Well, no, it's head down, but face up.
Oh, face up, head down.
Yeah.
I see.
So, like, when the kid's coming out, they're supposed to be pointing, obviously, head down and looking at the ground.
Right.
That's how he came out. So, he, like, was turning and moving, I guess.
She, sorry.
I can't.
You have a daughter.
That's a whole other thing, dude. Like, I still, and maybe it's just the clothes we dress her in, but like, I still think of her as a son, which I gotta fix real quick.
She might listen to this one day.
Maybe one day.
Is that because of the stuff I gave you as boy clothes now?
But so we, her, like, I guess gynecologist, OBGYN, I don't know.
Chelsea's, yeah.
Chelsea's.
Not Penny's.
Not yet. Probably the same. Well, he'll be retired by then. But we had a 1 in 7 chance of getting him, right? So I think I was telling you where it's like, hey, we should have played the field and like met other people.
Yeah.
And we didn't have him. But because the labor took so long, he clocked in right around like the 3.5 hour mark.
That's amazing.
At 7 a.m. 7 a.m.? 7 or 8. Comes in, is like, oh, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Makes a couple jabs. He's like, all right, I'm just going to go walk around while you're doing this. Chelsea's like, just pushing and doing all this stuff. And it's just like terrible. Yeah. So he comes back and he's like, oh, this kid hasn't moved. Like, you've been pushing for like another hour. Like, you're going on 4 hours now. This hasn't moved, which kind of sucks because the nurses were like, saying like, oh no,
you're doing great.
She's coming.
Nurses and the cheerleaders.
Yeah. So, and dude, they are cheerleaders. I didn't know what to
incredible.
Do. I felt stupid because everyone's like, you got this. Push it down. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, baby. You know, like, it's stupid. Finally, whenever they shift changed, they let me do the counting, which was a lot. Like, I'm like, I can count. I mean, that's what you guys upstairs. Now,
I know that one.
I was going like 10, 9, 8. And then I started going 1, 2, 3, 4. I went with the counting up. But anyway, the guy comes back in, super happy he was the one to do it. But he was like, all right, kid hasn't moved. We can vacuum her out or you can have a C-section.
They used to use forceps. Like little tongs. They used to use that. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, right? Which kids were getting like brain damage and stuff. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So because
when you're an infant, your head's in like three separate sections.
Yeah.
So you're super malleable. So like okay. You've seen a vagina, right? Yeah. All right.
Remind me which one that one.
All right. Sure. It's the back half. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when the kid comes out,
yeah,
obviously usually it's too big for where it's coming out of. So like the head, it's referred to as cone heads. So that's probably where the movie came from. Yeah. But it's referred to as coning. Your head forms into a cone. The baby's the head does because it makes its way birth through the birth canal.
Oh.
When it comes out, like that's why sometimes babies' heads look cone-like.
I see.
So
sorry, now
proceed,
this
sorry.
Is so disturbing.
So now pretend that the kid isn't moving.
Right.
So they take a suction cup and they basically put it in there.
Yeah.
And they have like a little pump.
Yeah.
And they kind of pump it out.
Yeah.
And then the next time when Chelsea's pushing, they're pulling.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So like Penny's poor head is just getting stretched like a cartoon.
Oh my god.
So she comes out and her head's like twice as long. Really? Like it was was freaking out. Yeah.
So they ended up suction cupping her.
Yeah.
But they weren't worried.
No.
No, I mean you saw her head. Like it's still if you feel the back, it's still like soft. There's still some like it's like almost like liquid underneath it.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I know like I don't want to make you squeezing it like but it's night and day. Like we were like they just threw a hat on her and like you couldn't tell.
Like, oh, it's fine.
But she's already much, 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 much. But like, yeah, if you touch it, it's like still really soft.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I was losing it. Like in a you know, a second, I was like, oh my God, like where's the helmet? Get the helmet on, like figure it out, like put it back, like what's going on?
But fix it.
The other thing was like I kid you not, and this is all within like, you know, 10 seconds where I'm like, okay, well, we're going to love her no matter what. We'll make sure that, like, we'll never speak of it. Like, it'll just be, like, normal. Like,
oh my God.
That's the stuff that's, like, flying through your head.
Yeah, sure.
Like, oh, man. But, no, she's totally fine, healthy. But, like, Chelsea was, like, screaming, like, Penny is, like, halfway out of her.
Yeah.
And by this point, we were talking, like, I made my way, like, behind her shoulders where I'm, like, I don't need a front row view anymore. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And they were kind of, like, putting me out of it just for, like, cleanliness, I guess, and stuff.
Yeah. Sure. They don't want you to pass out.
Are you in a gown and everything?
Oh, no.
Really? Neither were you?
No.
Really?
You're just in your plain clothes.
But I'm just like, this is crazy.
And everyone, they're on scrub. Like, they're in scrubs, and the doctor.
He was, which is good because that thing was like the kid was like just pooping inside of her. It was insane.
My son's first. My son's first shit was on his way out.
Yeah. Yep. Which you'd want a day, you know, like that. There you go. Like that was your first one. It was crazy. And they call it something different. Like it's not like it doesn't smell or anything, but it's like, I learned a lot and I am very squeamish.
Things you didn't want to know.
No.
Yeah.
But like the kid was halfway out and Chelsea's like, I can't do it. And they're like, you don't have a choice. Like this is it. And God,
Chelsea was saying that.
Oh my God. Yeah. She was in so much pain. Cause like the epidural was wearing off and stuff. Cause like they didn't expect her to be pushing for like 4 hours or whatever.
Right.
And she just 4 hours, man. Like, that's... man. Well, yeah. And like, I think we said, but like Lindsay was like, oh, we did it. And it was like, she's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'll,
like,
tell you, I'll tell you this story in a second. Go ahead.
But yeah, she was done. And like the doctor was just like, all right. And then we're going to get like the placenta out. We're going to do all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, I promise you, once this is out, you're going to be like fine. So they did it. She's fine. But like when they pulled the baby out, they like threw it on her.
Yeah.
So like, it's literally just like this mess of a human on there. And she's like, oh, rub her down. And I was just like, I ain't touching. So you were asking me about like, did you cut the umbilical cord? I'm like, no, I did not. I'll be a cheerleader and stuff. But like, man, it was.
You also feel like in that moment too, I'm sure you felt this way. I felt a little bit too. Like, you don't really know what to do, right? You're not trained for any of that.
Right.
So you're just like, I don't want to get in the way or like fuck any of this up. So you're like, I'll do what I'm told when I'm told to do so. Thankfully, our labor, like ours were, I mean, yours were really good too, I'm sure, but like our nurses were incredible. I told you this whenever he was born. She was, my poor wife was in labor, overall labor, probably 48 hours. Is that right? Yeah, at least 2 days because they induced her, which didn't start naturally. So it doesn't start naturally. So after we had dinner after the last time I was here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is why I wanted to joke earlier when you said about after Mike's birthday. I joked with Nate. I was like, we just gotta stop having like group dinners. That's the problem.
Yeah, if somebody's pregnant and they're like ready, like you gotta
group dinner does it. Yeah,
yeah. They start labor. So they called us in the parking lot of Goodfellas and they were like, hey, we'll have a bed for you in like 12:30. We're like, oh, like tonight? They're like, yeah. And it was 10. And I'm like,
wow,
like shit. Like, I guess we're going
time
home.
To go, yeah.
We already had our bags packed, but it was like, I guess we're gonna, like, we went home and she showered. We took our time. We got there, and then
yeah,
the induction takes forever. I do not recommend it to anybody, and I didn't even go through it. All I like, I was just there. So induction just took four fucking ever to get to 10 centimeters because it was at zero. But the cool part was we were we first got there. It was like 1:30 in the morning when they pulled us back. No one else was there. The whole hospital's dead.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night and Saturday morning really, and we're in there, and then the nurse that brought us back 3 days later was the same nurse that delivered our son. Nice. Because she was back on shift.
Yeah.
And so like,
wow.
We thought it was really cool because we kind of bonded with her a little bit because we're like just first there, like asking questions, figuring everything out.
Right.
She's like super, they're all super nice, but she's like super in tune with everything and just like, hey, this is what's going on. We're, you know, she comes on shift at like probably 7 p.m. the night of him being born, and we're just making small talk again. She's like, hey, I'm back. And like, she had the Duquesne, she went to Duquesne because she had a hoodie on the day of.
Cool.
So we were like, hey, we will, like, when we first got there, she had a sweatshirt on. So we're like, hey, you went to Duquesne too. And at the moment, I was like, I'm not going to be creepy and like ask when she graduated. Like, I'm not going to be like, super, like, we both went to Duquesne. That's enough. Like, camaraderie. Like, hey, cool. Like, it's 3 days now. I've been here for 3 days. I live here now. Like, I'm going to ask you whatever the fuck I want to ask you now. So,
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, when did you graduate? Like, not like, how old are you? Like, when did you graduate?
She's
2022. And I was like, fuck.
Wow.
I was like, shoot me.
Wow. So it's similar. The nurses that we had, they were like, oh, Penny, we love the name Penny. Like, how'd you get the name Penny? And I'm like, well, you remember the movie, The Rescuers, with the mice? And just blank stares.
Like,
just nothing.
Oh, no.
And then the nurses that came on were like old. Like, they're still... Right. They still looked young, but like they looked older than the people that we had. And we said the same thing. They're like, "Oh yeah, we remember that movie." Right. I'm like, "Oh, thank God!" Like, we have people that
there's
are
still
like,
hope.
Right.
Still
hope. Yeah,
I would. Oh, I don't know this for sure, but I would guess the majority of the labor and delivery nurses at McGee are under 23 years old.
it was. Yeah. We went through a lot of them.
Yeah. So did we. Yeah.
So the reason why we saw most of them is because Chelsea just doesn't drink water, so her veins are like thinner than your hair type of thing, right? Yeah. So couldn't get a vein. So they finally got it in like the kind of like her inner elbow, like I don't know, like whatever you call that, inside elbow.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The bend, yeah, the crease.
So she has her IV there, but every time she like kind of like moved her arm, it would set the alarm off.
Yep.
Every time it got to the point where like she just didn't hear it anymore. And I was just like, Jones, you got to call the nurse again, you know, like whatever. So she's like on her phone or something. It would just constantly beep.
Wow.
Because it would beep for her too. And I would just, I was in charge of pushing the button. I just push the button. And then like you put it next, like it's loud. It's very loud. If you've ever been to
a hospital,
it's obnoxiously loud. It's like a loud, obnoxious beep.
Right.
So all I do is I just push the call button and it comes on. And the next time it beeps, they go, oh, we hear it. We're coming in. Like, cool.
Yeah.
See you in a second. Like,
yeah, you don't even have to say anything.
Just push the big giant nurse button and then they just come in.
They must have come in 5 dozen times.
Yeah.
And that's just during like the labor part of it. And they were 100% nice every single time.
Every time.
It was crazy.
Every
wow.
time.
Yeah.
We're always like, oh, thank you so much. Like, we're sorry. And like don't want to follow. That's why I told him, like, going into it, like, we made sure to tell the two of them, like, they are there for you. Ask for stuff. Like, do not be afraid to ask. They want to help you. Let them do what they want to, like, because if you don't ask for it, you're not gonna you're not gonna get it. You can get it yourself.
And again, they would like forget. And then, so it was kind of like a game where
sometimes they didn't forget to, yeah.
It's weird because they'll leave and they'll be like, okay, we're gonna go get you juice and we'll get you and then like
that's true. You're like
30 minutes goes by, yeah, like where are you getting the juice from?
Yeah.
Juice.
Yeah.
That's
true. Cause I did text you whenever you told me you guys were there. I was like, all right, go here. Yeah. I was across across my room was like the little like juice and coffee stand.
It's close, yeah.
And I was like, outside your room, there's probably a juice or a coffee stand. It's somewhere close by. Just look.
Mine was broken.
Yeah.
So it's 24 hours without caffeine.
Yeah.
Oh, you probably weren't in there. Yeah.
I caught a little bit of that upstairs.
I was having a migraine.
That's brutal, dude.
The last third. Dude,
not as bad.
Not as brutal as getting split in half by a human. Like, that's fair, at the end of the day. Like, that's
fair.
Yeah. I can just shut on up and. But I tell you what, though, when she brought that coffee, that was the best. And like, best what coffee is this? She's like, it's Folgers, but they make some special blend for hospitals. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, whatever it is,
isn't it?
Sure. I don't care.
For the ride home.
Yeah.
It was so the difference here is we had very different experiences. Lindsay pushed for all of 10 minutes.
That's crazy.
Because he was like, well, not saying anyone deserves 4 hours, but she was there for 2 hours or 2 days in labor. So like,
yeah. Oh, wow. For sure. Yeah. And like, it's
she
crazy
deserved a
10-minute different
push.
Yeah.
Chelsea deserved much less than 4 hours, but like, maybe 30 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, we came in at 4 centimeters.
Right. Like, Yeah. Most people come in, it's somewhat dilation.
Chelsea was having some crazy pains. Then she had the epidural, and then that subsided, which then like the contractions really weren't anything. So then they gave her medicine to like force the contractions. And then it went from like, okay, you're 7 centimeters. I doze off. We go to bed for like maybe like an hour.
Yeah.
And then she's up with just like tremendous pain. And she's like, and they're like, okay, this is coming.
Well,
like, it was wild.
Once the medicine happens, then
Yeah.
We went through a couple different kind of medicines. But then once we got to the point, once we were like, well, she went from 6 to 9.5. And I was like, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Cause like they come in and check you and it's a doctor that has to check you.
Yeah.
And so they come in and check you and the doctor's like, you're only 9.5. And I'm like, fuck.
Well, that's what they were trying to tell her.
You have to wait.
You wait.
Yeah.
It's not a waiting game.
It's gotta be.
I was like, I literally was like, 10. If I hadn't suggested a call, like, if I said, let's wait 20 more minutes, you'd been at 10.
Yeah.
100%. You'd 100% been at 10. We'd be doing pushing.
They only check you like every 4 hours, too.
Like, so you had to wait another like 4 hours?
Not for that one, but it was like an hour, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But he's right. Damn, if you're not anywhere close, they won't
have
to check
on everyone else.
Right. When it's not worth checking you.
Like, the doctors get bored.
Yeah.
Or like I don't know if it's a doctor or a lead nurse or whatever it is, but like they would come in. And you could tell that they had just like commanded authority, or they're like, okay, let's do this. And they like poke and prod you and do whatever. But then it's like, all right. And then they just leave because it's like, nah, nothing's happening here for a while. I'm like, oh my God.
That was the craziest.
They were there like at the pushing stuff stage.
What I mean. If you're pushing for 4 hours, no. They'll be like, push. Yeah. And they're like,
see
you later.
Well, but for John.
Yeah. So yeah, for ours, it was really, it was interesting because we had obviously never been through this before. So we asked our nurse, we're like, hey, what's this process like? Like, what's going to happen? And she goes, oh, the doctor will come in, we'll get all set up. And then, it'll be me, you, and her mom is actually there with us the whole time. Like, Lindsay's mom is there. So she's like, it'll be the four of us in the room. And then the doctor will come in to set stuff up. And then she'll just leave. And I was like, oh, like, really? Like, every sitcom you ever watch, the doctors never leave. They're like, they're always there.
Yeah.
And they're just hanging out the whole time.
Right.
And you're like, I was like, okay, whatever. If that's how this goes, whatever. Like, we like you anyway. This is the nurse again that was there from the day one.
Right.
We're like, well, that's fine. So what we started the process of pushing, or Lindsay started the process of pushing, and then they weren't even ready. They weren't set up at all.
Oh, wow.
They had stuff, but you don't know this, but they take part of the bed off. Like, the bottom part of the bed comes off, and like, you get the stirrups and all that, and then like, they put all sorts of stuff down, and then you don't catch the child, but you catch the child pretty much that comes out. So they were not ready at all, and so they had a big cleanup process because they weren't ready. So and the doctor came in and was like, oh, yep, this is happening now. Okay, let's like, okay.
You gotta be like calm under pressure.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So
that's dude, the guy was getting it was like a freaking murder horror scene.
It was
like,
yeah,
oh my God. And the guy was just like, oh, okay. Like he got just
well, how many of those a day does he do?
Well, the nurses were saying they like on average they're doing about like 2 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Over the course of 10 years.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, there's like 28 beds, and so not everyone's obviously in labor and in the same stage of labor at the same time. So
it is crazy how like the labor room, and like my mom made a good point. It's like, well, if something happens, like they need to bring machinery in, or they need to bring a bunch of people in.
Right.
Like the labor rooms were like, I don't know, is double this fair. Yeah.
As big as your living room is pretty fair.
Yeah. Like it's massive. And then when you're out.
Like not that wide, but that like that long. Yeah.
And then when you're out, it's like, here's a like quarter half of a hotel room.
It's like half this room.
Yeah.
Is the room afterwards.
For like a bed and a couch and a chair and your bassinet and all that stuff. It's crazy.
There's only one person in the labor room at a time.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's where it's, that makes sense.
Although I will say we were hearing some screams down the hallway.
Mm-hmm. You were?
Yeah. I luckily Chelsea was sleeping at that point, but like,
They claim they're soundproof.
It was very, 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 very faint. Yeah. And like Chelsea, I don't think I ever told her either, but like, I was like sitting there because like I just can't sleep in strange places. I can't poop and I can't sleep in strange places. I was having a bad time.
That's a bad.
Yeah, it's a bad time. Bad not as bad again. Let me preface. Not as bad as Chelsea was having. So yes, it doesn't matter.
Not as bad as labor.
Yes. 100%. But yeah, I was hearing some screams. I was like, man.
Yeah, that's not a good place to be.
No. But yeah, they were great. Anyway, yeah. So we have a child now.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, she'll be a week old when people are hearing it. It's tax day. Hope everyone's doing their taxes. Enjoy your
mine are
taxes.
Done. Mine have been done.
I am doing this now.
Free tax USA.
Free tax USA?
Totally free. $15 to the state.
Instead of TurboTax, you mean? I'm doing TurboTax. I can't. No, that's fine.
At this point, also, this is really for next year because like, at this point, you need to be doing it. It's too late. Mm-hmm. You've already got everything probably mostly put in.
Everything but the house, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, don't retype everything in. But next year, don't pay the extra money. You don't need
That's
to.
That's fair. I'm worried about crypto stuff.
Yeah?
Not crypto stuff, but like stocks and stuff like that. Like,
right.
Have you pulled out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But they send you all those forms, right?
They do, but they send them in a weird... So specifically... I think Robinhood and E-Trade send like a condensed version of it, which doesn't line up with the example that TurboTax does and stuff like that.
So this free tax USA is also not as robust as like a TurboTax. Yeah. So like that part was a little confusing for me because I did the same thing and I was like, nah, I'm just going to suffer through it. And I just did it one day.
I'll just pay it. It's like what, $100, $120 or something like that for the free one. Or you could pay like $550 to have someone just do it for you, but I'm sure that gets more and more expensive the closer it gets to tax day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
No, Kyle used to go to like Walmart and use the guys at the little
which is kind of awesome.
Little like the death. You know, you seen those? Well, no. You don't go to the store. Never mind. You don't go to Walmart.
I was actually texting Tyler because I was at Walmart down in North Carolina. It was the worst. I hate Walmart.
Yeah, you don't go for your own groceries though. So,
no, I'm spoiled.
Yeah. Anyway, they
you
set have
people
up,
do that for you.
Yeah.
They set up these like literal like desks and offices. That's like I think it's a turn a block. They come in and just sit down. And
oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
But they offer you like you sit down, you bring all your shit, and they're like, here you go. They'll file your taxes for you.
Just right there.
That's not
fair. That's a good play,
right?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure Kyle used to pay for it.
Yeah. I guess when you're the government, it's like, look, I would rather do your taxes for free and take your money than like.
Oh yeah, dude. If I was the government, I would offer free.
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
They love seeing what's going on.
Give me everything. Yeah.
No, that's totally. Well,
when you file, they get it all anyway. So I don't like.
Yeah, if you're.
Yeah, but.
Huh? If
you're truthful about it.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I mean, you have people that are just like, I mean, people find loopholes like crazy. Yeah, that's true.
I'm petrified to get audited though, because I don't keep that shit.
I don't keep anything. Yeah. So, it's like, all right, man, here's TurboTax. So my dad got audited, right? Really? My mom is the most meticulous person. Like she has like just binders of just everything.
Wow.
Like pick a year, she has it. It's
I
ready
have
to go.
A,
hard
I have
copy.
A hard plastic binder of all of our important documents, but
I got nothing. I got like birth certificate and stuff. We have like in a fire safe. But my dad was the one that got audited before. I think it was before they were married.
Okay,
and he had like just a shoebox of just crap, and he's like, "Okay, audit me. Here you go," and just gave it to them. And they're the just like, Vaughn it's like they just didn't want to do the work or whatever. Was like, all right, whatever.
Is it the Vince Vaughn dodgeball scene? Did you see that? You watched
Vince
Dodgeball?
Vaughn. I haven't seen Dodgeball in so long.
My gosh.
It's on the Plex.
he opens up a closet, right?
The chick is auditing him.
Exactly like that. Like, just because like my mom always says it, where she's like, I'm the one ready to like be audited, and it'd be like smooth as heck. And then my dad's the one that's like, I don't care.
Sounds similar to the conversation we always have. Like, I'm ready to go to jury duty, and like everyone else is like, give me the fuck away from this situation.
You'd want to do jury duty?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
Why not?
They pay you like a dollar.
So I get paid from work. They wouldn't take the day from me. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think they do.
I would hate driving downtown. Dude, that was the worst driving.
I drive all over.
I would hate that.
Dude. I drive everywhere for work. So
yeah, do you get reimbursed for gas and stuff?
Yeah, I get mileage. Good. I get like I get the IRS standard, so it's like 64 cents, 65 cents.
Nice.
Whatever's on the website, we get that.
So. Yeah.
Do you get like wear and tear for your car and different things like that? That's all included. Yeah, man.
Okay. That's what they consider it to be. It's not.
that's nowhere close. It's sure.
Yeah. Right.
I guess you know that going into the job though.
I could, you know, years ago, they let you claim like that kind of stuff on your taxes.
Yeah.
But that shit changes from year to year. So I'm sure some asshole took it away. So
I'm sure there's like we're splitting the house this year. And filing separately, so Chelsea can hopefully get student loan forgiveness.
That's right. Yeah. She was telling me about that. That's nice.
So we'll see how that goes. But man,
we've never filed. So Lindsay couldn't fucking. She doesn't know she doesn't know where taxes are. So
you go to the tax tree.
I love my wife to death, but she could never file her taxes.
my taxes, my return was really high. And I put Chelsea stuff in. Now they just suddenly went. Well, it turns out my wife has a side hustle on Etsy that
destroys.
Never paid taxes on until like the end of the year. So it's not like she was like paying and like doing it. It's all at the end.
Yeah.
What does she sell on there?
She did like banners. She took it down now, just because she just wasn't enjoying it anymore. But she would do like banners and crafty things and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, if you get dividends, that like rakes you, dude.
Yeah, I don't do any of that. It's just like
I reinvest all my dividends.
I do now. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I have been. That doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
You still get the dividend. The government sees it as an income. Doesn't matter.
I guess that would make sense.
Really?
100%, dude.
I don't know about
crypto,
that.
Crypto, though, I don't.
If you don't take it out.
You're reinvesting it. Well, hold on. Let me back up.
Okay.
Are you doing mutual funds? Are you doing
straight stocks?
I can tell you at the end of shadow doubt. I will tell you off air.
Yeah.
How much I got in dividends on a yearly basis, years in past.
Yeah.
I got dinged every single time.
I wonder if there's like a limit though. Like there I wonder if there's like a threshold. Like if you make X amount over whatever. Like that's what freelance is. Like freelance, they made it where it's like, oh, if you make over. I mean, like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're self-employed, and then you have to pay like way more taxes on it and stuff.
That's stupid!
Wow,
insane! It's not.
It's not that.
I don't think
low,
it's $1,000, but it's like they definitely decreased what it was.
It's like the old gift rule, which is now expanded to $17,000. But back when the gift rule was $10,000, people used to give you $9,999. You don't have to claim that on your taxes.
Yeah,
that's free and clear.
It's crazy.
Like, which is like, I almost how had stupid is that?
That is dumb. I almost had to pay taxes on casino winnings last year.
See, if you pull, so I learned because I got my big one in the casino on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Only if you pull it out do they hit you.
I cash out every time.
You always cash.
I've never
cashed out, so.
I'm not talking about sports, man. I'm talking about like live.
Oh, I see. At the actual casino, I'm sorry.
If it wasn't for a horrific December, I would have had to pay taxes. Thanks, Meadows. Thanks for saving me.
What a glowing recommendation.
Right.
For your birthday.
No, the birthday was in January.
So
right. I went in December, got hammered.
In two senses of the word.
What?
In both senses of the word.
Yes, I always get hammered there because it's free drinks, so I just get fucked up. That was craps. Craps destroyed. I haven't won craps there once. Only at the Rivers do I win at craps.
Yeah.
I mean that was the same with Texas Hold'em. Like Meadows cleared me out, and then I was like, I hadn't gotten back since then.
I forget what I went at the Meadows. Apparently, I went a lot there, but I don't remember what game I went at. I'm always so hammered.
I couldn't find Katie Glitter there, and I wanted to play. What's the 50-50 one?
Baccarat.
I wanted to play Baccarat.
I did have a great night there at Baccarat. Yeah. It was like 2 a.m.
That's what you're saying.
And I was like 14 drinks in.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was just winning every coin flip. Yeah. It was awesome.
Nate was showing me how to play Baccarat one time.
Yeah, we were playing at Permane's, remember?
Yeah, no, but after that, me, him, and Mac went to the casino one night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was
thanks
a lot of fun.
For the invite.
You're welcome.
I was going to say, you guys are fiends. Like, you're just always at the casino.
It was a WoW. It's bad. It was a WoW-themed thing.
WoW-themed? Oh, wow. That's okay, funny.
That makes sense.
When we were there for Mike's birthday, dude, I think I'm a little casinoed out right now.
Yeah.
I was just like looking around. I was like, this is disgusting.
This is not ready to be right now.
Yeah. I had like a kind of existential dread.
That's good though. Like, yes. Like having that feeling is,
yeah.
Like I just flashed forward like 40 years. And I was like one of those people at the slot machine
in that exact
smoking.
Seat. Yeah.
I'll be like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. You've taken a panic attack.
You've taken up smoking cigarettes because everyone else around you did. So at the casino, you're smoking cigarettes.
I could see myself getting addicted to the cigarettes for sure.
I could 100% see you getting addicted to cigarettes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. You could be addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't want to, though.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Anyone could. It's fine.
I already smoked my cigarette for the year, so it's like, I gotta...
Yeah, you started early, then.
Yeah, it was the first day of February, dude. I was dead.
Story time?
What?
Story time?
What was that? I went to that singles event thing, and I was fucking plastered.
Did you actually say that on air?
I talked about it.
Why did you smoke a cigarette?
These two guys just came up to us, and... They offered me a cigarette. No. This was after. I went to go meet my friends at like the bar next door.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
They get the fuck out of here.
You ain't single.
Yeah, true.
I'm just kidding.
You ain't even double.
That's true.
But then I walked down to Rivers and won like
won like $600 that night. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big night. I forgot what did I play there?
All I remember is three in the
morning. It was craps.
Yeah. The next big morning I woke up from a text at 3 o'clock in the morning from this guy.
Yeah.
It said
holding like a purple chip.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey man, look what I did." I was like, "Oh, that's awesome, man! Congratulations!"
What's a purple chip? 1,000?
500?
500?
Yeah.
Every time I get plastered and play craps at the Rivers, I walk away with a purple chip. It's the most disgusting.
It's crazy. Except for the night that I did.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't hammered.
You weren't when I walked away, but you turned out hammered after I left. After that's Will and true. I left,
didn't I turn it around though?
No.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah.
Not
I
according
was
to
down.
The text message.
I was, down. Yeah, I was pissed. I lost everything that night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give the number out, but you told me it was not a...
Yeah.
It was not
a
good time.
I remember that. That was my worst night ever,
That's what brought you... Well, it was in December because it was the baseball season. We went to see the Yankees and Pirates play, but...
That was a...
It's a lot of existential crisis. I just like, oh, okay. Hmm.
Remember I came to the podcast that week? And I was like, Tyler, I made a mistake.
Yeah,
life's in shambles.
It was September because Will came. We all went to the Pirates game, and
Will's a cool guy, dude. I really like
Will's great.
Yeah, he's just a good. He's one of those plug and play guys. Like any situation, you could invite him, and it's a good time.
He fits in just about any group he wants.
Right.
To,
Yeah.
You want to play Valorant? You want to go sports bet?
That's
cool.
Total plug and play.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So. You know what keeps me up at night is like, you guys are like, oh man, I had a kid and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here like, man, I throw my money away at the casino every day. Oh.
The funny thing is like, back to that story, like when he texted me about winning and all that, I wake up the next morning to a message. At night, my phone's on like, do not disturb. Like, don't fucking bother me.
Yeah.
That's how old I am. So...
Yeah. I didn't see that. I didn't see the little moon. I just sent that shit.
Doesn't matter. Here's the thing. You can send it all you want. I don't get it.
You won't get it. It was 3 a.m.
I'll get it. But
you weren't going to get it regardless. So
he will get it if you keep spamming it.
Really?
It's true. Yeah.
It should.
If there's like an emergency.
If it's twice in a row. And if there's a notify anyway button as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will get that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good thing Drunk John didn't know that. Because he would have thought that was an emergency.
My brother-in-law gets up fairly early because he works at a golf course.
Yeah.
So he's like up 5 a.m. Doing that stuff. I was going to text him last night because he's doing a Star Trek marathon. He's a big Star Trek guy.
Nice.
So I was going to just text him a picture of the reboot, which he is not a big fan of.
Oh, really?
I'm on Star Trek with you. So I have a picture waiting in my camera. My camera roll just waiting for him to be like, because he goes to bed like late. So I don't want to like, to send it to him and him get mad, like wake him up, but then piss him off.
So
funny.
We'll see. That is a good one.
I think after Penny was born, when you guys were in the hospital, I texted you Because that now the kid, like the kid, like I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Now you'll answer me.
I would now.
If that happens.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I would, yeah. Well, also with like, I'm giving Bella medicine at all hours of the night,
too.
Oh,
really?
So
gonna, yeah. I'm you got to do that like constantly?
I'm getting, yeah. She's on 8-hour pills, 12-hour pills. So I'm trying to find the right balance, but like I'm giving him. Anyway, I'm up is what the point
so you
is.
You just so. Never sleep ever again?
Oh, I sleep. If you ask my wife, yeah, I sleep. So, but she doesn't sleep as much. Well, she does now, but she wasn't.
If you had to work, are you off?
Oh, I took 1 week. Actually, I took half a week because
that's it.
The first 3 days of the week, I was in the hospital, which don't count. So I was in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
And then we got home Wednesday afternoon. So, and then I was back at work Monday.
I don't go back till May.
Yeah, that's a little nicer.
I had to take my own PTO. So,
yeah, I'll do any paternity. Yeah.
No, wow. My office
I took
sucks
two
for
personal
that.
Days for the actual labor, and then I finished off the week. So I was like, I'm not going to burn.
No, you shouldn't.
Stuff. Yeah.
You shouldn't. Yeah, that's a whole. I hate the concept of that in any way. So, not. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, no, sure.
I'm just like.
Yeah, that stupid. Sucks for you because you're not going to be.
I don't know how. Like, I get it. Like, this person gave birth. Like, they're but like, it's you can't do that on your own. Like, you.
No, it's a two-person job.
Yeah. Like,
it's, oh yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, people do it all the time on their own, so right. I get it. But
at least
I don't.
After the fact, it's a two-person job.
Right. Right. 100%. I don't know how people figure it out. Like, my parents, I don't know how they did it. They both worked.
Right. Yeah.
Like, right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like.
I don't get it.
I mean, it's going to be. It helps that, like, Chelsea's basically just done for the year.
Right.
Yeah. For school. And, like, because I work from home, like, I can help beyond the 3 weeks. But, like, yeah, man, I don't know.
I don't know how it happened. Like, my parents didn't work from home.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Dude.
And that
I
is.
Get it.
That is the nice thing I'll say. Like, I do work from home. So, like,
yeah.
That's what made it, like, I didn't put up as much of a fight.
Right.
They were like, well, how much time do you want? Me knowing it would be against my own PTO, I was like, a week. Like, like I could have said two, but then now I'm out 10 days of PTO.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I only get 15 anyway. So, like, five for the rest of the fucking year? No thanks. Like, I wouldn't want it. Like, my dad's coming into town eventually. My sister's coming in May. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to take days off. So, like,
absolutely.
You know, I'm not gonna just. And he said he's lenient, but I'm not one to abuse that situation. I mean, I will if it comes to it, but I'm not gonna just be like, I need 2 weeks off. My kid was born. My coworker was like, the whole week back, I barely did any work. The first week back, I was upstairs all the time, like up and down.
Yeah.
My coworker was like, I'm just gonna assume you're not here. Like, and she didn't mind. She's like,
that's awesome.
She said this is a stupid fucking rule. This is ridiculous.
I was taken off of every. Chain right. Every like things that I'm normally like tagged in and stuff like right. I was just off like nobody was bothering
that's
me
nice,
that was, yeah, it was,
yeah.
It was
and
crazy.
That's been the way too my the guys on my crew and my coworker have been amazing. They're trying to bother me with it, like only bother me if I have to, and now it's picking up again because like he's 5 weeks fucking get over it kind of but
there's only
for the first 2 weeks and all that she was like I said she literally said I'm just assuming you're not here because I was like hey I'm sorry I'm back like I'm really sorry. Like he had been at this bad or whatever, and she's like, "Listen,
something
like this
it.
Is."
Yeah. It helps when other people have had kids or have gone through certain things. Like I don't know if she has.
She doesn't.
Like,
she doesn't have kids. Okay. She's my age. She's 31, I think. She wants to have kids eventually.
Yeah.
So she told me. I hope she's not mad. I'm saying this on a podcast, but she's you know, there's not even maternity leave in my office. Like
yeah.
She's gonna have to quit to find like to.
Yeah, that, how would that even work?
Well,
right?
Chelsea like has to bank them. Like they don't have maternity leave for hers. It's just like medical leave.
Right. So she had to like not that you guys. I mean, you go out of town and stuff like she had to like bank her vacations for like the last few years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's like oh, you want to get pregnant? It's like you have to jump through some hoops and kind of figure that stuff out.
Some sacrifices you got to make. Yeah.
Like it is night and day. And I get it, teachers. It's a little bit different job. Like. Me, if I'm not there, like the world's not going to end, right? Like right, for them, right. It's like, well, we have to
there's 30
backfill,
kids
and yeah, there's
30
like,
kids a class,
go crazy,
have
yeah,
a,
yeah.
A teacher, or well, maybe what, probably like 90 for a day, right, or more than that, 120.
I don't know.
Right, but like a lot of kids aren't going to have a teacher for a day.
She's
right.
She's in a much better place now, sure. So I think it's a little less. But like, when she was in other classes and doing like multiple grades and stuff, yeah,
you would assume that at that point, like, one class is maybe 20, 25 kids. Like,
the teachers are woefully,
undervalued, underpaid. Yeah. Well, so not to keep belaboring the maternity paternity leave thing. I have a friend, He lives in Sweden. He's Swedish. He gets 3 months off. He's
yeah.
a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets
yeah, yeah.
3 months off. His wife is pregnant again. And so she'll get more leave. And he has a 1-year-old. And so, and he can just choose when he wants to take it. It's not like he has to take it like the day after the kid's born.
Yeah.
He just like, the thing is they can't, like your employer can't say no. Like it's a law.
Yeah. It's based off of, yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
like if you walked in tomorrow because you were, I don't know, like you had a kid or not, but you're like, say you're hungover and you're like, fuck it. I'm going to stay home with my kid.
Yep.
Just say, I'm using my paternity leave.
Right.
Okay. Like,
don't they? Sweden's a country. They have like mandatory vacation as well, right?
Probably, but they're also a socialist country, which leads us to that book that I got you,
The Rainbow Fish.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Wait. I wanted to. What did I want to say? Oh, so I do get 3 weeks, but then I also get a 40-hour flex time.
That's
so
pretty, that's
over
nice.
The next 15 weeks.
Nice.
Oh, she has a doctor's appointment. Cool. I can take her. I can do
nice.
Different things like that.
That's too. Very nice.
Yeah, you got me the rainbow fish. Do you know the rainbow fish, John?
I knew what it was, but I don't remember like what the story is when he was telling me.
So there's a rainbow fish who has a bunch of like kind of glittery, colorful scales and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole book is about him just giving away his scales to all of the other boring fish.
Sure.
And it's just, you're indoctrinating these kids at an early age.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, you can't have one special person. Everyone has to be equally mundane.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
That's
yeah.
brutal.
So, so that can't be the first time anyone said that. But I swear, and like I was trying to tell this to Chelsea, because Chelsea's like, I'm sure that you didn't come up with that idea. I'm sure I didn't. But in that time and place, and I don't know if it was a soccer trip or New Year's or whatever, and I was drunk off my butt, and I was just like, this socialist BS. So we were talking about, you know. But so it's just this ongoing joke.
I remember
that
from all those years ago.
I opened that up. I was dying. It was so funny. We actually had, so it's on, I don't think there's any other kids' books. All the kids' books are in
I found it
Penny's
upstairs.
Room.
I saw it.
I awesome. Set it up and it's like, it's front and center.
Chelsea said it was the first, I thought you guys had more of like, not that she mentioned about like her, she liked it as a kid and her siblings, she thought we got it for her. I just thought that you guys had it because it's like, it's a popular children's book to get people. So I was like,
Rainbow.
I was like, I'll just get the small one. Like, this is a gag. This is a joke
right.
for Tyler. Like,
right. Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just give him a small one. Like, I want to get it anyway. I bought on the solar eclipse day because I was like, that's when she was born. That's how I bought
it. That was quick. Yeah. You were like, hey, did you check your mail? I'm like, oh, God, my mail. Because my mailbox is like,
oh, you know, that's right. It's down the street. Yeah.
I was just like, I should probably do that.
Well, so I bought it. So I bought on Amazon. I told you this too. And I bought on Amazon. And I was like, oh, I don't know how they're going to ship it. I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, he obviously lives where he lives. I was like, well, I don't know if they're going to leave on the front door or like, what are they going to do? And then I was like, I followed the tracking. I was like, oh, put it in the mailbox. And I was like, I don't think I've ever seen his mailbox. I was I've been to his house. I was like,
right.
Where the hell is his mailbox? It's not outside.
Dude, we're 99. My mailbox is number 107. It's so gone. I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
So I didn't actually get it. Chelsea did.
Oh, okay.
So she walked and got it. My postpartum wife. And then it starts raining.
Oh, no.
She actually loved it. She's like, you know what? I woke me up. And I'm like, man, it is night and like it is crazy how like literally a day,
yeah,
her back pain's gone. That's she's moving around. Dude. She's like
that's
just
awesome.
Like it's
that's so awesome.
Like I was thinking, like okay, like not that she would milk this, but like you know, it would be like take some time, right?
Yeah.
And she is just like
nothing happened.
It's crazy. Like no naps, no not. Like she is just a machine.
Well,
and it's insane.
I felt so bad when you guys came over because I wanted to get you guys to meet him very early because of her the pregnancy that she like the stage she was in. I was like, I don't know, and like A, when we're gonna ready for people to meet him, and B, like you could go at any time. I don't know. So like,
yeah,
let's just get Tyler and Chelsea over. She may not feel like coming over near the end of the pregnancy. Like, let's see if they want to meet him. And so, she was uncomfortable all night. She just couldn't sit anywhere. Like I felt so kind of, like I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, can I do something for you? Like, can I do anything? And she's like, no, it's just normal now. And so,
dude, she would like the way she would spend her nights basically is just kneeling down, like putting her like kind of top half on the like the ottoman, and just that's it. That was it.
And
like
praying.
Just to try to like yeah, like it was.
Jeez. And then I was
does not sound fun.
No,
and I was out the day that she came over during her spring break.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she came over and hang out.
Yeah, I was like, Lindsay was like, Tressa was to come over and like hang out. And I was like, that's cool. Is she okay with that? Like, she's uncomfortable. Yeah. She was like, yeah. She's, I was like, by all means, like, that's cool. So
when she has off, she's all for like just kind of,
yeah, hell yeah,
doing stuff.
Yeah. So then I was out all day, but Lindsay told me when she left, like, when she's like, oh, she was uncomfortable again. I felt terrible. And I was like, yeah, I think it's just, it was literally 2 weeks later. So like nothing changed.
Right.
So
yeah, like, it's stupid. And this is where your phone's listening on you. But I was like basically forcing her to get a pregnancy massage.
Oh, okay.
She got one before and it was like kind of helped her or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, you can't go to the chiropractor. So it's like, hey, just get a massage.
Yeah.
I kept saying massage, you know, all that stuff. And then the next day or something, like, she went around like 2 o'clock or something, and I had a break, or I was on my phone like scrolling through like TikTok or something, and like I open up TikTok and like the first one is, I don't know if you've seen like this dude that does like sensual massages.
Oh, I think.
And it's basically just softcore porn.
Oh, cool.
And it's just this masseuse like just rubbing this chick down, and I'm like, okay, you're not going to massage me. Like, what kind of smut is this?
That's not on my algorithm.
I laughed. I signed it. I was like, okay, well, if this is where you're going, like, I take it back. Banned. I'm not paying for this.
Lindsay had a couple during her pregnancy, and yeah. She told me that, like, well, obviously you can't be on your stomach, so they lay you on your side the whole time. Like, there's no sense. Like, there's no hole to put your stomach.
Apparently, you can't be on your stomach. Which Chelsea was like, I just still don't feel comfortable.
Oh, but
like,
really?
As long as it's like doesn't hurt, theoretically, it'd be okay.
Maybe she could have. I don't know. But she,
I wouldn't want to.
I don't think anyone would.
I don't know why you'd want to. It's like,
no,
you would A, seem comfortable, feel terrible for squishing the child. Yeah, and you think you'd squish the child, and B, you probably wouldn't feel good.
Right. Yeah, right. So. Yeah.
For you.
Side seems best.
Yeah.
Well, I vote for like the hole in the table. That sounds awesome. Like an egg hole.
I mean, why not? You do it for your face.
Oh, right.
You
know?
Exactly.
You cut the pillow out.
Yeah.
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 Or like on the beach when you like see those like really big guys like dig out the sand for their their belly and they're
yeah. yeah.
Different image came to mind, but I won't say it on, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What do we got on the docket after spending an hour? And
I think the main topic was being a father.
Yeah,
I did want to ask this. So like, I know that we talked about this, Tyler, where you're like, it didn't seem like real all the way up and
yeah.
Until was there a moment where it was like it all kind of clicked? Because we were having that conversation a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still kind of weird because it's like she's mine, but it still almost doesn't quit. What?
Just cleaning property. Go ahead.
No. But it's like, it feels real. We're going through the motions, but it almost still doesn't. Like, yes, it's real. Like, yeah. I did get the, which I'm so thankful for, that I did get kind of that, like, that click of, like, oh, you can just straight up, like, crap all over me, like literally just crap all over me, and I'll be like, oh, you're so cute, you know, whatever. Like, I that's not me, and
yeah.
somehow that still was fine,
still happened.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad. It's kind of a gross thing, but like, I'm changing her diaper, holding her legs up and everything, and she sneezes and just like it goes across, like it was a bad night anyway. But hey, at least that happened early on. I'm ready for it now. Yeah,
yeah.
I'd be wearing a hazmat suit every
yeah, time. Yeah, but that's what it feels like. And
let me tell you, I had gloves on the very first time at the hospital.
Yeah.
And then like, we were alone in the room, and I started like snatching gloves out of the little thing. I like put them in our bag. I had probably like, I don't know, close to like 50 gloves probably in the bag, right? Yeah. I have them in the pack and play. Haven't touched them once.
Really?
It's just not worth it?
I put them on one time, and Lindsay was like, what are you doing? And I was like, you're right, fuck it. And I just took them off.
You're doing it every 2 hours, man.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, it's like,
some point, like, whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. I eat Doritos with gloves on now.
That's smart.
Yeah. That was a life hack I discovered.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You miss out on like licking your fingers, but that's kind of gross if you think about it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's all right.
It's a very high class. You ever see, it's like the one Seinfeld where the dude's eating a Snickers with a knife and fork, and then everyone starts doing that?
No.
So I think that's my moment.
Okay.
Well, there's an episode where he's like eating with a knife and fork a Snickers.
My wife's uncle cuts his chicken with scissors.
With scissors?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's crazy.
I think
scissors?
I think it's crazy.
Scissors are not a... food utensil.
I think it's crazy. I think it's raw.
My mother-in-law got us some kitchen scissors, and I wish I could remember the name. But they are no joke. Like those things
they'll cut through.
Dude, you anything. You just breathe on it, and it'll just slice through anything.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's scary.
And they come apart. So it's like one piece of metal. Cool. You come apart, easy to clean, dry off.
Oh,
and
nice. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
really nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, it's real now.
It's real.
But good. I think the thing that doesn't feel real is when people are hearing this, it'll be 7 days. It'll be a full week.
Yeah.
And it's just I'm reading things. Okay, 1 month it's going to be this. On 4 months it's going to be this. And it's just 5 days feels like a lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to start speeding up or be oh, we're past this milestone or this milestone and stuff. Because we have a little cheat sheet of this is when she sees color. Because right now it's all black and white and she can't actually see anything. And I was vacuuming and it doesn't affect her and stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's so early.
He didn't
care
either.
She's super alert now. She'll track stuff and things. It's weird. She shouldn't be able to do that yet, but.
No, she's something she's advanced. That was weird for me because he was 3 weeks early, just as she was. On his due date, he became more alert. His eyes opened. He was
that makes sense.
Ready to go. So,
yeah.
But it did. It feels real.
Yeah, did you guys get emotional?
I cried, yeah.
Yeah?
I didn't, okay.
All right, fine. I'm
a crappy dad.
Sorry,
No, the only time I got emotional was when, Chelsea was just in so much pain. It would, lock eyes on me. Yeah, and I was I'm even choking up now thinking about it because I'm just I don't know what to,
I can't help
do.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That was the only time never I really saw cried. Her like that.
No?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fair enough. But it's super real. It's super, even when she was, crying and stuff, I was really tired, but it wasn't, I don't know, I wasn't getting upset or anything like that. I was just look, I will take care of you. I'm going to, push came to shove, I'd absolutely die for her. And that's something I'm always I don't know. That seems it's weird, but it's no, I would jump in front of a train. I don't care. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
To feel that,
And mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone could say that, right? And that's what I was afraid of, is I'm going to go through the motions and tell people, oh, yeah, no, I really like it, being a dad, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's, it really did change. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember you texted me that information. You told me, you said, I would die for it. And I was
yep. Yeah. And I know, that's what you're supposed to say as a kid. Was just, really worried that deep down it'd be I don't know.
I was never worried. I was I can't wait for that moment.
Yeah, it's just we're in it for the long haul, and I keep thinking about for the first few days she was perfect. All the kids in the nursery were bawling their eyes out and crying and screaming and stuff, and she was just chill, just hanging out, didn't do anything.
So my older brother was
the only time she was crying is when they were just jabbing her feet for blood tests and things like that. And then they would take it, but then it would coagulate or whatever you call it, or clot before they got out to the lab because they would. So, so they did it four times.
Oh wow. Yeah. Did she cry on the way out?
No.
Really?
Dude, she did not cry.
That not good? They're supposed to cry.
I'm sorry. Out of the vagina.
Yeah, that thing we were talking about before.
The womb.
I thought you were
talking. Yeah, the womb, if you'd like.
Sure. She was crying, but it was
quick.
To be fair, that also was kind of a blur. So I'm sure she was crying more than I remember. But from the moment I held her and fed her, that was it. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the hospital.
For one second, I thought you were asking me.
Oh, really?
When they rolled out of the hospital, did she cry?
No longer in the hospital anymore. No, I was fine. Watching this thing, and some guy was talking about it, and he's like, "If you think about it, that's the most traumatic thing to ever happen to you.
Yeah,
because you have this whole world. You're inside your mom's belly.
Yeah,
and that's your universe.
Yeah,
and then you just get summoned." That's like getting sucked into a vortex and coming out into a whole new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whole new.
Isn't that crazy to
absolutely. Well, comprehend. That's where you think about okay, are they dreaming? What do you dream about when you don't have any concept of reality? You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. You can't you know,
That's a wild.
So like the only experience you have is getting sucked out into something that's like bright and crazy and overstimulating.
But
and
is it like real? Because nobody remembers that.
Yeah. Who knows?
Right. So it's like, how do you quantify?
I'm sure they have some sort of brain study that they've done. Or,
well, they have
or
brain something. Activity. So like clearly they're conscious.
Yeah.
But if you don't remember any, like nobody could account that experience. You're so right. it's like, what is like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know. My guess is that you could remember it, but you can't articulate it until you get old enough to then forget it. Like, because right now you can't, like, I can't remember anything before I was like 8 or 5.
Yeah, right. Me neither.
But like, I probably could have remembered it back when I couldn't articulate what that was, like, what I was thinking about.
It's tough. I mean, because like once you're past that, it's like memory is just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like you forget about stuff and it's like, you know it happened, but like it doesn't feel like it happened.
Yeah.
Four is my earliest memory where I remember a blow up mattress in Florida.
Okay.
Being very tired. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah. I remember
about Florida. Yeah.
I had like these puzzle pieces, these soft puzzle pieces you put together, and it made like a floor mat.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And they had like numbers and stuff on it. And I remember that, and then the blocks I played with had like colors and numbers on different sides, and you learned like your shapes and numbers, and
you'd
roll it. So I have a vivid memory of just walking into the family room and like going to pick up the toys, but that's like it. It's so weird.
Yeah,
I must have been like 4.
Yeah,
really young.
I'm waiting for 2.
I'm not gonna tell you mine. It's a traumatic one.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a nightmare child. I bit Nate in the ankle. Once, and I was like, I was way older than 4. I was maybe 8.
Did he kick you?
No, we were playing football, and I couldn't tackle him. And so apparently, like if you bite someone in the ankle, they go down.
The Achilles, probably, but yeah.
Yeah, it was So I did tackle him and caused a fumble. So on the stat sheet, forced fumble.
Good job.
I did get thrown out of the game because I literally bit someone. But worth.
I gave Nate a hug. I want to say a week ago. And I still am like, dude, that guy's like, he's jacked.
He's thick, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
He's been going to the gym.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah.
I gave him a hug and I was like, oh, yeah.
You should have seen this guy in high school. He was jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He choked me out at Girard's. Really? Like, crushed my windpipe. Yeah.
Really?
Well, you always watch I started it, but yeah. You always watch those things where like somebody like gets like in a headlock and then they're like coughing and they're like, I'm like, why would you cough? That doesn't make any sense. And then I got that done to me and I'm like, oh, I just kept coughing all night. Yeah.
It's amazing when someone knows what they're doing, because I did that once. I was like really drunk. A lot of my stories have similar themes. Apparently.
I was at a casino. smoking a cigarette.
We were downtown. We were in Southside and he was in the army and I was just, I don't know why. I was like, dude, just choke me out right now.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
and he did, and he was in the army, so like he knew how to do it.
Yeah.
Where to put his arm perfectly. And yeah, your windpipe gets crushed. It is a rough feeling. I tapped out in like 2 seconds. Yeah, I was like, nope.
I'm done.
Done.
I tried like getting, I'm trying to think of what we were even doing, but like we were on the ground, and I tried like trying to get him in like a leg bar or something. And like, not only is his legs like just steel beams,
tree trunks, but I'm like,
oh, I can't do this. It was just like, I don't think I've felt like that type of strength. Like I've never gone up against something where it's just like instantly, you know, like, oh,
this is a
10 times stronger than me and I am in trouble.
When like, was this? Years ago?
Yeah. It's at Girard. Like, I don't know, like a Memorial Day party or something. Yeah.
Wow.
Has he met Penny then since he was here? Was he a week ago?
No. So we technically Penny was Monday. Okay. So it was I guess 2 weeks ago. Was more accurate.
Okay.
What was
I took him to get
the hug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to dinner and I just,
hugged him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting a little bro good. Hug.
That's like a good hug. I'm apparently a terrible hugger. All of my ex girlfriends tell me I suck at hugging.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's good feedback.
They tell me it's like feedback. Hugging a skeleton.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
probably more about you need to put more meat in your bones, but not really.
Do you go above shoulders, under shoulders?
I don't know what to do. I panic because I'm in my head now about it, right? Because everyone's telling me I'm terrible at it.
I think it depends on the height of the person you're hugging.
Depends on the height. Well, I just fuck it up. Sometimes I go cross, which is probably a bad move.
Cross?
Yeah, like this.
Oh, that's weird. I don't do that.
Yeah, like one up, one down.
Don't do that. Very friendship.
Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe this is why I'm single. Like my hug game needs to.
We can help you.
Get strengthened.
I think I think I go above shoulders.
Usually. So yeah, it depends on the height.
Some girls like the below.
Who?
If I remember.
Yeah, because you can pick them up and
spin
them around like all those rom-coms.
Sure, but like I don't know. I distinctly remember some girls like going low. Yeah, I would have to bend down. I would get annoyed.
I would argue most girls. Never mind.
You get annoyed. That's probably part of it too.
I don't show it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they can sense it. I have to go down a lot if they're short. Well, that's a big stoop.
Sounds like a good thing for you, buddy. Congratulations on all your success.
This isn't Couch Comedy After Dark.
Couch Comedy After Dark quickly arriving. I want to do a Couch Comedy After Dark so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Anything else you need off your chest as far as... You had a list.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, half of it was Tekken. It was dad and then Tekken stuff.
Oh, all of it was Tekken?
Yeah, it was all Tekken. All
right.
Tekken's been on the brain a lot, so.
Well, so you were talking about training and getting better and doing different things, which is what we've talked about before.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Harbin for people who aren't.
Well, I was pulling up the list since you asked.
But like you do similar things on like CSGO and things like that. Like if you're talking, oh, you're used to it anyway, pre-fatherhood.
Yeah.
But like when you're talking about training in a game and different things like that, like it's you have to kind of get screwed a lot to get better.
Yeah. Or you just work on, you work on one particular thing because you're not good at it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is what I want to talk about, which is kind of universal to other things. Like I'm not sure if you get this in CS, but. For Tekken, I've been experiencing a lot of ranked anxiety.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely. So it's like...
Absolutely, it's the worst.
I want to queue up, but I'm like, I really don't want to lose.
Yeah, don't lose the rank.
It is brutal to try to get past that mental barrier.
It's the gear fear in Tarkov.
Yep.
The ranked and Valorant mentality. Like, I was ranked pretty high in my first account.
Yeah, right.
So I opened second and third accounts so that I wouldn't get fucked.
Yeah.
Now I play at the low levels in one of my accounts in Valorant because it's where my account is.
Yeah.
So yes, I don't play. I haven't played ranked because I'm afraid of playing ranked.
Yeah, no, 100%. We played Halo Infinite, and I got diamond.
Yeah,
never touched the game since.
See, I didn't
because we knew we'd lose.
That's above plat.
Yeah,
yeah. Whatever. Like it was.
I would never get season one, and
yeah.
I think the rank was just screwed up.
I don't care.
Valorant's.
We have screenshots. Yeah, we're diamond.
I got to platinum in Valorant.
Yeah.
On the beta season.
Yeah, right. I got gold. I'm not a gold player.
So right. I was like, I'm not a plat player, but I was like, man, I can't.
Felt good.
I can't drop this.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
I totally understand what you mean. Yeah. Gear,
so I've been having that, but I've been doing a good job pushing past it, but I just get so upset when I start losing, and then it just compounds itself because I just... keep losing.
Yeah.
And the problem with Tekken is like, so if you're playing CS, those are long matches, right?
Yeah, now they're MR13s. So.
Really? Wow. That's a long.
Well, I mean, that's instead of 16.
Oh, it's shorter. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's still long.
that's still long. Yeah. How long would you say that a match is? Like
45.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be over an hour.
Right. Like those games are longer than league games,
and you get 20 matches of Tekken in that time frame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, so it's so here's what I wanted to talk about too is like Tekken's been a really different experience because I'm used to playing league, like these longer form games where it's like a loss feels
building up
bad,
right?
Because I just spent 45 fucking minutes.
Yeah, right.
But I will say where it doesn't feel as bad is because like when you're playing a CS or a Valorant or a league, you have a team. So it's like, my team was dog shit, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Someone to blame.
Yeah. Tekken, it is 100% your fault. You have no one else to blame.
There is no 1v1 me, bro, because that's the game.
That's the game,
like,
yeah.
So like when you lose, you're just sitting there like stewing.
Yeah.
You're not complaining about the team. You're not blah, blah, blah. We got unlucky. It's like,
yep.
You
You're like, what did I do wrong?
Yep.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
It's me.
It's a hard look in the mirror. And that's been so frustrating.
And I think it might be where we're at. It's either where we're at or the next level up, but you actually get bonuses. So if you get like you get win streaks, so you get more points as you go, but you also get loss streaks. So like if you start losing multiple things, it compounds and just flies you down there.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
At the next level or?
Either where we're at or the next one. Yeah. But it's always within a plus one or two. So if you're like whatever like the first level of like red rank is, if it's either one lower or one higher, it will count and you'll do a streak and it saves it. So let's say it's I'm a you know a Garu and I'm fighting whatever the one below it is.
An orange rank.
So if I'm a red rank one,
I always just do the
and
colors.
I'm fighting an orange rank three, or I fight a red rank two, that counts on a streak. So if I win against these guys, it counts. Now, if I play somebody that's like three or four ranks above me, it doesn't count, or same below me. But then if I go back and play again with a one spread, it will keep it going. Okay. Yeah. So that's why like when you're playing a lot of those games, you get like these massive jumps in points or these like hits in points.
Yeah.
You're like, what did I do to deserve that? It's all happening underneath, like in the back end, but you don't know why.
I hate that about ranked games.
Well, Tekken 7 used to tell you.
Yeah.
In the video I sent you, like they show you where it's like, it will have like little orbs and it will tell you like when your streak is and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But they took all that away. Short of this person want nothing's worse than getting into a ranked match and you're fighting somebody, especially if it's like a cheap character and it's like win streak six and you're just like, oh my gosh, like they're gonna do some BS that's like an easy, you know,
oh, like a
win.
Cheese. Yeah.
Before I came out, I fought like several kings today, all on win streaks, all just throwing me across the planet. It was so frustrating.
Yep.
But that's annoying. Yeah, League, like in the early days of League, it used to tell you like exactly what your MMR was.
Yeah.
Exactly like how much you'd be gaining and stuff like that. But now it's all hidden. I hate that because like...
Yeah, see like CS and Valorant, people have wanted those things.
For yeah.
Yeah.
Just be transparent about where I'm at. Because like what will happen is, I'm sure this happens in like Valorant too because they're both Riot, where it's like you'll be winning, but you'll be gaining just zero basically no LP for it.
Yeah.
And you have no idea why. Right. You're like, dude, I'm like winning all these games and I'm getting nothing for it.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really weird.
Yeah. It's at least the way it used to be in Valorant, it would give you like a plus and then a number.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you why. Just
right. Plus exactly. Yeah. It's the same way.
Minus a number if you lost. So if you tied, you get plus or minus sometimes.
You still play Valorant?
No.
No. It's been a while.
Been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to buy Tekken on PlayStation just so I can play with like either a kid in the arm or like in a bassinet or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried streaming that thing. You can't do it.
It's not good. I don't know. It's going to be at some point where I'm going to get back to games, but for now I'm just focused
on too much. Yeah.
It's too much. Too much. I could probably play when they both go to sleep, but
So are you at the point though where like you feel comfortable? Like if he's sleeping, like if you both slept, you're expecting him to like wake you up then?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have like baby monitors and stuff?
He sleeps next to us, so.
Oh, okay.
We do have one, but
it'll
be when he goes upstairs.
Right.
Do you remember when you started that?
So we've been both sleeping at night ever since he came home.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
But she was setting alarms every 2 hours.
Yeah.
So when he got probably a month. They told us at our monthly checkup, hey, you can let him go 5 hours, up to 5 hours without feeding. So
if he's willing to sleep through it,
let him sleep. And even before that, we had overslept our alarm, or Lindsay had overslept her alarm, and he was asleep for like 4 hours. And then she woke up in a panic, and I was like, calm down. If he wanted food, he would have woken you up. Like,
yeah.
He's vocal. He's got a voice. He can do it. Like, he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And so then the pediatrician confirmed that, like, 2 days later, like, yeah, you can let him go 5 hours now because he gained so much weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the eventual goal is to stop the nighttime feedings and the only feed during the day, like you do. Like, you guys don't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and eat, right?
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Some of us don't do that. So
John's like, well, I was drunk, and
I actually get up in the middle and I'll do like water.
That's why it's okay, but you don't wake up and have like a meal, like you know, like overnight.
Dude, wait till you're 30 and you'll be up in the middle of the night having to pee.
You don't have like overnight oats or something like that. Like you don't wake up for that, you know. So
I like that.
The whole goal is for them to get to the point where they don't need a night.
But so, it's interesting that you felt comfortable like day one to just you're both sleeping and fussy and stuff.
Partially we didn't have the ability where I was like we're both off, so we couldn't balance sleep schedules. She let me sleep, but then I'm working all day. So like, what am I going to like? I can come up and give her breaks, but I can't come up and be like, hey,
I'll
take him for 4 hours. Right, like, go take a nap. Like it was like, I got here for like 10 minutes. go to the bathroom, do what you need to do.
We do like at 3 where, and granted I'm off work now. So like we have 3 weeks to kind of figure out a schedule and tailor it to actual work. But I that's what I want to do. It's just like Chelsea's a little nervous on like if we're both sleeping, dude. She like in the way babies breathe, where they like they just stop breathing, and the doctor is like, "Yeah, that happens," and then they'll breathe really rapidly for a little bit and stuff, and just as long as it doesn't last for more than 20 seconds, and make sure her lips aren't blue, and all, and it's just like,
well, what are you supposed to do? Breathe into them.
If their lips like are blue, like you give them CPR. If like they're not breathing, like in CPR for chest babies, CPR for your babies is not like a full on like double hands.
I would imagine it's that's
just your thumbs under under their chest.
Yeah, but see, in the brochure they were using two fingers too.
Okay. So, yeah, it depends. Like, well, the CPR class that I took, you hold them like with both hands under their arms, and you just like compressions.
Yep.
So, but
is it still 120 beats?
Yeah, I think it is 100. Yeah, it's like they use the BGs thing. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Classic.
That's
not, you don't have to, like, there's something wrong if that's happening. It's not like,
yes, no,
first you should turn them over.
Right.
And hit their back because they're probably choking.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get whatever is in there out. You first take a look to see if you can see anything in their mouth.
Yeah.
They're not eating solid food, so it's milk or salt or formula.
Sure.
And then if you can't see anything, something stuck down in the windpipe, then you turn them over and then you hit them on their back.
Yeah.
And you hit them in an upward motion so that projects it out.
Kind of gentle?
No.
You got to go hard?
They
better you hurt them than...
Yeah, better you hurt them than they die. That makes sense. You do... Like, when you burp a baby, you have to hit them for burping.
Yep.
Not like outright, like smack them, but you shouldn't be patting
them. It's got to be firm.
It's got to be a firm burp. Like a firm pat. Like a firm... Like, not a hit. Like a whack. Not a... Like, it sounds terrible. You're not hurting your child. You're just smacking their back a little bit. Yeah. So when you're trying to unchoke them, you literally turn them over and you smack the living shit out of the back of them. Like,
oh, wow.
Like you get it out.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense though.
Right. You shouldn't be like breaking anything, but like you should be hitting them enough to where it's,
you gotta get it out. Yeah. Right.
It's almost as if you're,
but if you're asleep, it scares the hell out of me. You know what I mean? Like that's the,
Well, biology is pretty good. Chelsea should be pretty attuned.
Well,
you would think.
Yeah. So I'll ask you this. How often are you guys light sleepers?
Both or whatever? I am. Chelsea's not.
Okay. So she's, well, you have another chance. She sleeps down here. If you were to sleep, would you put her next to your side then or the bed? Or Chelsea's?
I don't know.
Okay.
Technically, it doesn't matter. There's space on either side. We could do either way.
I'm just wondering. My wonder is like, if you guys were to go to bed together and put her next to you, like, you would hear her wake up. I feel like even if she's on the other side of Chelsea, you would hear her wake up.
I would think so. I mean, like, she would cry. Like if there's an issue, she would cry and we'd figure out, okay, do you need change? You need whatever it is. And that's what I was telling Chelsea, is just like she's not comfortable doing it yet.
That's fine.
And that's easy for me to say because I'd be like, I'd probably just stay up all night at that point.
That's fine. But, yeah. I mean, I think eventually you'll feel comfortable. I think eventually also exhaustion will set in and you will fall asleep. So
that's the thing I'm worried about, is we're going to get so exhausted that then we like actually like crash. And like, I don't want that to happen either. So like,
I can see that. I'm a heavy sleeper. I will tell you, he already wakes me up. So
yeah, and I think like you were saying, John, with like the biology, like that, I'm sure that plays a part of it, where like your brain is just triggered for looking for that. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have 3 weeks. Like my goal at the end of three weeks is she's sleeping in our room and we're both going to bed and trying to make it together, work.
Yeah.
Nice.
Until then, I
do whatever.
I'm staying up till 3 a.m. and then Chelsea tags in and
that's fine. Do whatever.
I wake up at 8 and it's the whole thing.
Do whatever works for you guys. I just for us we. Kind of had to go about it this way, and
seemed to turn out fine.
It works fine for us, but every baby's different. Like everyone always says, so
sure.
Yeah,
you swaddle, I assume.
We did, yeah. They gave us those. Did they give you a McGee one?
Yeah, but that's what I used last night, and like it's the worst.
Oh, so the Halo sleep sacks are the same exact kind. Like the ones you guys have are different.
Yeah.
But the Halo ones, so that's a zipper all the way
it's
up.
It's so much cloth. It's and a lot of cloth. She hates it. And I was just like dripping sweat by the end of the night. I'm constantly like, it's like just holding a 7 pounds for like 8 hours. Like it's not 8 hours, but like would 4 hours, 6 hours, whatever.
Would she let you put her down?
No.
She'd scream.
Usually. Yeah. She really likes the Binky and I'm already like, kind of worried that that's going to be like a thing.
We use it heavily, so
yeah.
I'm not saying it's not a heavy. My plan in my own head is like by the time he's like old enough to communicate with, it's going to be like, well, you don't need that. Like, give me that. Like, just calm down. Like, no, you know, it's going to be something we do at the house if you want, but like, I'm not going to have him walk around in public with a Binky in his mouth.
Yeah.
For soothing, like for right now, there you go.
Yeah.
Soothe yourself. Like soothe and be done with, like be okay. My recommendation then would be, like if you can, try to put her down. Like try to get her to lay in her bassinet.
Chelsea does it perfectly fine. It's just me.
Okay.
That like it. I'm a softie, and like if she fusses, I'm just like. Oh, don't worry. I got you. And I'll pick her up and hold her and stuff.
Dad and it's my daughter, fault. Dude. Yeah. Begins.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I want you to not, because so it wouldn't be as hot for her if you held her, if you didn't hold her. Like she would probably
and,
be.
Well, it's just, I think once we actually regulate this place and actually get the air conditioning back on, it'll help a lot. It was like 73, 74 degrees to begin with. And I was
that's brutal.
I was in a hoodie at the time. And then I took that off. I'm already sweating. And then she's a freaking furnace. And it's just like,
Well, now like we've migrated to zip up, like your hands are like next to your head and their feet are in the bottom. So because, the Velcro swaddles, which the Halo ones are kind of a pain to do after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't use them after they can turn over anyway.
So right.
You can't swaddle them anymore.
Right.
Yeah. They can just turn over and then suffocate. So
that's bad.
Yeah,
that's a lot of, it ends with like, and they can suffocate. So
yeah. So
a lot of the flow charts.
Yeah. Dude,
don't go down this path.
I was getting so mad because we put up that pack and play just so there's a place for you guys if you needed it. And like there were no instructions like at all.
Really?
And it's just, there was a million warning labels and every single piece was like, this could kill your kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, well then tell me how to use it. Right. You know, like there was just nothing. And it was just like, my gosh. Anyway, I'm sure you'll be fine in Tekken.
Yeah. That's what's important right now.
Yeah. That's
my Tekken game for sure.
I
have everything we talked about.
I'm just gonna get a PlayStation.
You playing tonight?
Probably. Well, let me talk to Chelsea and see. But
I'm gonna play.
I'm definitely gonna bring it upstairs, and that'll be what I have.
All right. Well, we have anything else?
No, it's Father Hour. I'm happy you're here, John.
Father Hour. Yeah. Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations to Tyler and John again.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And real shout out to the women.
Yeah. Mother's Day is coming up.
They are MVPs.
Yeah, I gotta find a good gift. So
I still owe her a push gift.
So do I.
I was gonna say, did you do a push gift?
It's
like a promise. It'll come.
It's an IOU. I gave her an IOU on the bed.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of emergency vet visits, so no.
Yeah. Yeah.
We saw the cardiologist. So
yeah.
For a dog, so no. We agreed. no push present for that.
All the money get filters in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I will be getting her a Mother's Day gift. So
that'll be nice. That'll be nice. First Mother's Day. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Yeah. Can't wait for a new golf club.
I hope she gets you golf clubs and you're just like, fuck.
I mean, if she does, I gotta do it, right? Like, that's fine.
That's right.
Would you do it?
Yeah. At least right. Once.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
As long as it's a left-handed club.
Mike would dig that.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe he'd be annoyed.
Maybe. What if I'm really good?
Then
he'd be probably more annoyed.
He has his own golf crew, so I don't know that he'd play with him.
He does play with the cool kids. That's true.
Dude, number one reason why golfing sucks is like, okay, well, we're going to be up at 6 a.m. to go to whatever course or whatever. It's like 8 a.m. tee time. It's like, no, I'm good.
Already, I'm out. Yeah, exactly. You know what time we play Tekken? 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and that's fine. And like, I would get up for 6 for Tekken. Because I can...
Would you get up at 6 for 10? Yeah, I guess we were going to Evo and we had a flight.
Well, that's different, sure. But
Evo Japan, end of this month, like April 29th, I think. 28th or 29th.
World Tour, Canada, for Tekken is the 20th.
Okay.
I told Justin, like, I guess I'm not playing in the...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she liked that one. Yeah. Nah, she was slapped. She has, like, so many, like... Obviously, after pregnancy, there's like she has to take care of herself,
right.
And stuff, and she just has like a bunch of crap from the hospital sitting on like my side of the sink,
yeah.
And my stupid idiot self was like, should probably think this is funny, right? So I get downstairs and I'm just like, so, babe, it's okay. I moved it already, but I like to keep my side of the sink like just real clean. And she just
wrong
looked at me.
Choice.
No, she can get my humor, but like that was a conscious decision. That like whenever I'm in like a stressful situation, which again, way more stressful for her.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
But I tend to like make jokes or be really sarcastic and stuff, and like that is not the time to do that.
Nah.
So it's like little things like when they're saying like, oh, okay, you're doing great, or oh yeah, it was really tough, and I'd be like, yeah, the second one's way easier or something. It's just like, not the
you said that
something to that extent, and like Chelsea got it, and she was actually already recovered to the point of like,
she was laughing,
I'm gonna murder you, but like it was good natured, but like the nurses clearly don't know me.
They're like, this and, guy
so I had to like kind of go the other way, but yeah.
I do the same thing, so I made a comment and my mother-in-law was like, why would you say that? I was like, you don't know me, it's fine.
Guys are just like, we're wired differently, man. We don't know how to deal with things.
She can change the cat boxes now. Just awesome. Putting that out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She what?
She can do the cat boxes.
Oh no, when does that start up again?
Probably never, dude.
Yeah, you're done. Know. Yeah, you're never gonna. Like, that's probably it's like the never. Government. You know, you get some of the way,
and you wonder why I don't want a dog. Because she'll be like sick one day,
yeah,
and I'll take the dog out and walk it and everything, and then
I think you'd like a dog.
I would love a dog. I don't want to.
I know you don't want to, but once you'd be in the situation, you'd be like, this is worth it.
I have a kid.
Yeah, but the kid dog combo is like one of the best combos in life.
Yeah, Chelsea's like, oh, she can walk it. We'll revisit this conversation in 10 years. I'm like, you want our daughter walking a dog at age 10?
10-year-olds can walk dogs.
Not by themselves.
Yeah,
you can go with them, but then you're just walking. Then you're just walking.
And now I got it. Not only do I have to deal with the dog, but I got to make sure the 10-year-olds.
You got to just get like a golden retriever.
I may as well just put them both on leashes.
Get a golden retriever. Those things walk themselves.
Yeah, they walk themselves.
Yeah.
They're no.
Like the best family dogs.
We're going to have this conversation again in 10 years. I'm going to tell her, no dog.
That's a terrible one. Don't get a golden at 10 years old. The dog will be dead by the time the kid's in college.
For which one?
A golden at 10.
Mm-hmm.
The dog will be dead when she turns 20.
Whatever.
I'll get like a capuchin monkey.
There you go. I just mean like,
what?
It's a pretty traumatic. So it's a pretty traumatic thing to have happen to you
when you're about to leave.
Should feel like your dog to die.
Sure,
your home. You know, your family dog dies in college. That's terrible.
Well, when's better, when you're in high school?
No time is better, but I'm just saying, like, it's not great.
You're really not selling this dog thing.
He's the one that brought it up. Yeah, I was bringing up the happy, fluffy parts.
Yeah, there's an end point, buddy. I'm not.
There's an end point for everything.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I don't want pets.
I'm not getting another dog ever.
Yeah.
I've already decided.
Can't do it.
I will go and I will walk dogs at the Humane Animal Rescue League. I will take care of, I will pet them. I will love on them. I cannot go through this again.
Yeah, I felt the same way. My mom's been sending me like all these rescues, and I'm like, Mom, I can't do it. See? My dog is like real sick.
Can't do it, dude.
I'll get another dog eventually, though.
I'm probably sticking my foot in my mouth, but we are pretty much.
No, I mean, you're in the middle of it, so it's like it's fresh. Yeah. But
You guys are sticking with one kid too, right?
Yeah, that was the conversation on the way over here.
Oh yeah,
she was like, oh, I
thought you guys were more than like you were totally set on more than one. Huh?
No, I was like, yeah, cool, I could have two kids. Like, yeah, she's always been like one, and I was like,
oh, she okay.
I was like, I'm fine with one.
One's
great. So
yeah,
that was. She was like on the way here. She's like, I know, I see what people are saying. Like, I've been out of it like 5 weeks now, almost 6 weeks. She's like, I don't remember the bad parts of pregnancy. I don't
remember. That's what happens. And then every time, this is what my mom tells me, every time it's like,
gets what was I thinking?
Easier.
Oh, easier.
Quotes.
Yeah.
It's not ever easy, but it's like,
no.
They say that. It's like,
you get like short term memory where it's like, because all you see is like the kid now. And you're like, oh, this is great.
Right. Yeah. It's like worth it.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
And it, like you said, everything just goes out of your head.
That's what Chelsea was saying.
Until you're in the middle of it again, you're like, what am I doing?
Oh, the way you're hanging out with Penny and the way you're taking care of her and stuff. She's like, oh, I could do another one. I'm like,
really?
Really? Wow.
So, I thought she was definitely a one and done.
She is one and done. And we're, I mean, as it stands right now, we are one and done. But she
Well, like, you never know, though.
She just wasn't expecting me to like,
be so
nurturing. I guess love our daughter. I don't know. Oh my god. Well, no, it's just because like whenever I know you're like, saying,
It was hard to visualize.
Yeah, or even like holding back, like you're holding someone else's kid, you're holding that someone else's baby, and like they're cute enough, and it's like okay, like you're doing it, but I still never felt super comfortable. I had to basically be forced to hold, like my nephew, like whenever my sister had him and stuff, and things like that. And I just never felt comfortable holding a baby.
Sure,
but that's why for like Bennett, I was like, well, I got a better. Practice somewhere, like, you know. Well, so it's like
felt the same way. Hold my nephew.
Yeah, like, he was like super.
It's
cute.
Cool and all, but like,
yeah,
it's not mine.
It's different when it's yours. Yeah. And I think she was probably relieved when she saw me. Like, oh, I'll you know, like I'm talking to her constantly and everything. And
right,
that's awesome, dude.
Just pick him up. Like he's crying. Pick him up. Yeah, he's crying. He's hey, all right, let's go. What are we doing? What's wrong? Like, need changed. All right, let's go.
Yeah, right.
That's why when you're like, oh, I could never do a diet change. Bro, you could change a diaper.
I've changed more diapers.
I think you have too much confidence.
Yeah. I'm telling you, after you change 10.
Yeah, you're immune.
Yeah, like,
sure.
Yeah. It honestly feels like 5, like less than that. But like I'm just saying, if you're super opposed to it.
Right.
I mean, here I am super excited that you brought us like those little bottles of formula. So I'm like, I know how to do those. You just screw a little bottle on and you're done. And
I'm good at this part.
It's perfect. Dibs on those. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like I said, we had those. We were just like, We're not using them. Like he doesn't need them. So like we know. You didn't tell us like you guys told us you might be, but I don't think we ever got a firm answer that you were 100% doing formula for her. And so I was like, let's just take them. We'll see if they're doing formula for her. Like we think she like there's a possibility that they are. So we don't need these anymore. We're not going to use them. So
nice.
That's thoughtful. Like, when it's either Chelsea can do 100% of the feedings, or
that sounds wild.
But I think, and Lindsay told me this today before we left. She was like, I think they were talking about her pumping and then having a supply, and then you would help with feeding.
It was an option, but
but that's still like she's got to go through all that.
That's a lot of work for Chelsea. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, right. No, this is definitely probably the.
It's a lot of work for Lindsay.
More fair route for sure.
Yeah.
We get a little baby Keurig now, so that's coming, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
that's cool. That's awesome.
So we're going to have a station that you just put the bottles in, and they wash it and sanitize it and dry it, and then you'll have the little Keurig.
Yeah.
That sounds like the most Tyler device
we have this sanitizer, and
that's what I was going to buy, because I'm like, that fits 6. The washer only fits 4. And Chelsea's like, Lindsay said if she could do it again, she'd get the washer. I'm like, all right, we're getting the washer. It's like,
roger that, boss.
Because, we're reusing those. I showed you those when you came over, those gray they're like little buckets.
Yeah.
They give you the hospital. It's like, this, this is where we wash all his bottles and stuff in.
Yeah.
And all the pumping stuff and all that. Like, we just put it in there. I put soap in it, put hot water in it, let it sit for a little while, then I wash it later. And then we throw it in the sanitizer, and then we just...
That's what I was telling Chelsea. I'm like, we may as well just do this. She's like, well, I don't want to leave the drying rack out. I'm like, have you seen... I mean, you guys saw the cats running around.
Right. Like, yeah, yeah.
It's not like this is some sacred sanitary place. The best place, if you really want a sanitary bottle, is in this machine that, like, when you open it, steam pours out. Of it. Yeah.
So, are you planning on doing? What are you planning on doing for water?
Like, what do you mean?
So it's sterile water. So either you have to boil water, or you have to use.
I was going to use the filter, but you can't even do that. You have to do distilled.
Yeah, distilled is the word. Either distilled or you boil it, but don't buy distilled water. I'm telling you. I use boiled water on mine. Like,
right, yeah.
We boil it, let it cool down, and then you put it on there.
Interesting. I just assumed you could use the filter.
You might be able to, but my wife never let me get away with that. So,
yeah, well, yeah, fair enough. I don't know. I mean, like, there was a thing online saying, like, well, do you really need to sterilize your bottles every time? Like, depending on your kid, like, sometimes, you don't. Like, I mean, at some point, you have to...
I don't think you do.
Like, you think our parents sterilized our bottles? Like,
nope.
That's a great point, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for everything we do...
Running under the sink for a second. Yeah. That was a sterilization.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't need to buy this. But...
Yeah.
I do it for him.
Well,
so.
Of course.
But like my nephew's binky fell on the ground. And my sister like grabbed it, stuck it in her mouth, cleaned it off, and like stuck it in.
That's
her mouth. Like,
yeah, that's a move.
Yeah. I can't that's do that. A move. I not couldn't be do at that either. Point, but it's like he's fine.
The there's no dirt on it. It's yeah. Let's go.
10-second rule. Let's go. Apply to binkies.
Jeez. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, try. I mean, boil water first. I would say.
Yeah, I'm gonna read the instructions. If I can get away with filtered water, I'm.
Yeah, if you can, let me know.
Because at that point, if you're boiling the water anyway, then it's like, okay, well, just drop the things in there and sterilize them that way. You know, like, it's just, it doesn't make sense to have to, like, the reason I did that is so we didn't have to do all of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know anything.
I guess you make a great point. I guess I could just...
I don't know. Technically, the people at work paid for it.
Nice.
They took up a little collection, like sent us a Venmo and everything, and they're just like, "Hey, congratulations!"
That was
like,
really nice.
Yeah, tearing up reading the thing. I'm just like, "Man,
really?
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Nice."
It's just like, I mean, when you're working, especially when you're not in the office, it's just like you lose kind of like that,
camaraderie, like, human component. Yeah,
but it's nice when it's just like in there, you know, a ton of people are on there and they're all saying it. It's nice, but
yeah. All right. Well, good episode.
I like how we work teching in everything. Even if it's good. Like 99% fathers, we're like,
It was a father-based episode, but that's important.
Yeah.
It's a big moment.
Huge.
I hear.
Huge.
we were still in the hospital when I took a picture of Penny and did like the anime, like darken the top and bottom and just her eyes. And then I sent it to Justin and said like, and I will train her in the ways of the King of the Iron Fist, like whatever, and just a little monologue thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She's going to be the greatest Tekken player of all time.
Yeah.
100%. Was you teaching her? Yeah, 100%.
Dude, I have more pictures of her now than I have in my entire album. Like my phone.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You think you're immune to like being a parent, and it's like, nah.
Yeah.
You succumb to it. It's like the ocean.
It's very...
You
very
succumb quick. To it.
We still haven't decided about social media yet. I think that's the only thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we keep going back and forth on it.
Like posting her on
social media. At this point, I think we're just going to go with it.
I think today's age, it's just everyone does.
I know.
Not that that matters, I guess.
Just seeing how social media is used and everything. It's just,
it is strange.
Like, I think that's just... And that's not me. Because I know, like, they put stuff on, like, Instagram and stuff. Like, by all means, do whatever you want.
Right.
Like, hesitant. Yeah. I don't know. It is what it is at this point. It's just, like, we could take her off social media for this whole thing, and then the moment she's... old enough to log into a computer.
Yeah, right.
To be honest, anyway, 100%.
Right.
So, yeah. She's too cute not to brag, so I gotta put her on there. I don't know.
It's a good point.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I know it kind of sprung on you last minute. I'm like, hey, what are you doing Friday?
We were excited. We were excited. You texted. I was like, they invited me. Let's go. So she said, yeah. So
nice.
Yeah, it was a nice night.
Want a cheeseburger off mic for it?
Yeah. Oh, is that, yeah. What's that bleeding.
I need you. I need you to be outside of your house, and I need to have one other person.
Nice, dude. So thank congratulations.
You one yeah. other person.
Congratulations on your big win.
Yeah.
Did you tell him already?
Nah, I'm gonna just
nice bleeding cheeseburgers. Like
yeah.
crazy.
He needs to lower, shore some stuff
yeah.
up. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. All right. Well, if you made it this far, thanks. Congratulations. Maybe you learned something about
it. I was going to say, you must be a parent if you yeah, this far. Yeah.
Hopefully you're taking notes. Check us out, couchcompany.games. Got the new website up and running. Reviews are there. Podcast is there. Game ratings are there.
I still have a second review. I was busy this week. I got some time.
Prince of Persia is on there. And yeah. Prince of Persia.
And Hi-Fi Rush, and Hi-Fi from last year.
Two good games.
Really great game,
yeah. Yeah, but yeah, we'll be here same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.